it's time for my favorite radio program.
Welcome to the Brown Lodge, exclusively on Radio BBQ. My name is Chris, and along with me is my buddy, 100K.
Hello. How?
Hey, you know what? You do seem a little low on that microphone. Let's try that a little bit better.
Hello, pal.
Ah, look at that. Now we're like friends.
I think it's the same volume. I just yelled there.
That's probably the case. Who knows? Welcome to the magical show that we do two times a week. Unfortunately, it's just the two of us tonight. Our boy Runner got stuck at work. To be quite honest, I thought our boy 100K was going to be stuck at work, and I had all sorts of plans of how I was going to take over the world, and I was going to start my own show. It was going to be the Jerk Show, making fun of his other partners on the Brown Lodge. But that didn't have to happen, thank God. Yes, my friend, you're listening to the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. You could also check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat. Feel free to contact us via the hotline, 718-360-1413.
What's that?
Hey, there we go, 718-360-1413. You can also check out our website, www.thebrownlodge.com. What?
I was going to say thebrownlodge.com, but you looked at me.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a creep.
I thought I was getting cued.
You know, when you do go to thebrownlodge.com now, today, this fine day, this July 13th, 2005, it's a different site.
Is it?
Oh, it's a different site.
I haven't been there today.
In addition, well, if you were there today, it wouldn't have made a difference. The thing is, in addition to me frantically trying to get this room prepared and figuring out how in God's name I was going to do this show without you guys or start the show without you guys, I knew you were coming. I just didn't know how early or how late. I changed the main page of the site because I was getting some complaints from some Mac users, some of our new friends who were contacting the other day that they couldn't get that menu because it was like a DHTML thing and some Mac, browser couldn't read it. This is Leap Speak starring me. But yeah, so I wound up changing. I went to a much simpler design, just simple buttons on the website. If you ever feel like checking it out, you should check it out. You go there, you can hit the portal, you can see the magic of our faces changing. Actually, I don't know if we'll see 100K yet, because I don't know if that program got started yet on that computer. Everything's frozen and horrid, and he has a million things. I don't understand how Runner even functions with that computer.
Yeah, it's crazy. Plus, first of all, I still can't get used to the little dot mouse.
Oh, he has a laptop. He doesn't have...
Dots are for comms, not for mouses. Mouse.
Not for Meesum. He was my favorite in Star Wars, Liam Meesum. So what happens with the dots and the mouses... Yeah, I don't understand why he doesn't have a mouse just plugged in, because he has like 40 million extra computer cables in this house.
I know, but it drives me crazy. My middle finger is constantly... flipping the bird to the rest of the keyboard, because that's what I use to control it.
Would you prefer to switch places?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Good, because I really enjoy where I am. I'm happy to be back in my regular seat. I was uncomfortable worrying about the fact that I was going to have to be standing all night. I like to be sitting in my cocked weird position that I like to be in.
Is that a Ziggy Marley shirt?
Tomorrow, people, where is your past? No, it's this is not a Ziggy Marley shirt. I'm actually wearing a Bob Marley shirt, but I don't even think you could see it on the.
Oh, that was his. That was Ziggy's father, right?
No, it's his cousin. His
oh,
cousin.
Okay.
His little brother.
I thought it was his father that made a couple records too.
He made like one, I think, right? Like one record, Bob Marley.
I think it was called Ziggy's Dad.
No, he has one record. It was called Legend. That's the only record he ever put
that's
out.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, Christ Almighty. So it is July 13th, if you didn't know. This is going to be our last show before... Wow, would you have liked it if that was just the last thing I said? This is going to be our last show. Thanks, good night. This is going to be our last show before...
Sorry, the dog just walked in.
Before a dog walked into the room. This is our last show before Bastille Day.
Is it really?
Today is... Bastille Day is tomorrow, when they storm the Bastille. It's a fantastic...
That's a Canadian holiday?
It's a French holiday. I think the Canadians might pay attention to it too, because they like French Canadians.
Oh, but it's a French holiday?
I love, by the way, that the real answers are coming in the room. Ziggy is Bob's son.
No.
Yeah, we're just jerks. We know. Bastille Day. The storming of the Bastille, where Napoleon crowned himself or something. I don't know. A bunch of crap. You know what? When I was a teenager, we used to always do explosives for the 4th of July at my friend Joe's house. Tony Ronzoni from the Tomato Paste Skates video series. We used to do explosives in front of his house. And after the 4th of July, there was a lot of stuff left over. So 10 days later, we would do it again for Bastille Day. That's the only reason I know that that's what Bastille Day is. Is that
sorry.
All right?
Yeah, that's fine. I apologize for the silence there. I was looking any way possible to get into the chat room without opening up Internet Explorer on this computer trust at all.
I'm sorry. You know what? Let me invite you to the chat room. You want to tell anyone anything interesting while I go pay attention to the computer?
Sure. Bastille Day originated in France. France. No, I guess I don't. I have nothing to say. Oh, France hates Tom Cruise, by the way.
What happened, I say?
Paris City Hall was going to... make Tom Cruise an honorary citizen, but they Rana has his thing set to make loud noises during the show.
I'm sorry, I totally should have shut that off. I forgot that.
I'll take care of it. I got it covered. But because of his Scientology ties, wow. Peter Brady live
Hi.
On the radio.
Hi, I'm a boy. I'm a real boy.
Because of his Scientology ties, they are not going to make him an honorary citizen.
Why science and France can't get along?
I think it's ology that they hate. I don't know.
It's all the ologies.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what am I going to say? Oh, by the way, I did. As long as we're talking about the French, I did update the website a little bit more. In addition to putting those buttons on and making it more user friendly, the poll is updated. I haven't looked at it yet. I don't know if anyone's voted or put anything up there yet. Let us know what local area you would like. To have an access number to our hotline from. Got a couple choices up there. There aren't too many, and it'll have to be refined a million times over. But it's something for now. It's a way to let you know what's up. Also on there, on the Interact page, I haven't been talking about this a lot over the past couple of weeks. I really want to get this going. I want to start the party, like Pink would say. The Brown Lodge Fantasy Football League. Granted, football season is still 2 months away. But well, almost. Actually, a little less than 2 months away. But it's still a lot of time. But it's a fantastic little fancy thing that we got going. We've already got, I think, like 12 teams in the league. We're allowed to have a ceiling of 20. We haven't even brought it to our usual fantasy football buddies that we hang out with, because we're trying to make this more like a Brown Lodge thing as opposed to our usual friends that ignore our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we wanted to get you guys out there involved with it. So please, feel free to join. Get up in there with your Yahoo
ideas. How many members do we have?
I said we have about 12 teams in there right now.
Okay.
12?
Wow.
12? Yeah, it's bigger than what we usually do. We usually have
a 10. Is there a limit? There's no limit, right?
There's a 20-team limit. Wow, you weren't even listening to any of the words I just said before.
Oh, of course not.
I hate you.
I was on autopilot, the listening version.
Auto passenger?
Yes.
Boy. You know, when I think about these magical things, you know, this radio system, everything here, it makes me think about one thing and one thing only.
Harry Potter?
If you wanted to, no. What? But just because I'm a wizard is what makes me think of Harry Potter. No, it makes me think of Don Imus. Did you read the paper today? Or yesterday?
Don Imus.
Or the day before that?
And he did something mean to a doctor, a plastic surgeon. Something. No. A doctor that treats cancer, kids with cancer.
Don Imus has a ranch for sick children. Yeah, for sick children, because I could talk. he had a doctor. He has a doctor on staff there that he has. His name is Pearson. Pearson, what's his name? Howard Pearson.
Pearson, you idiot.
Shut up, Bernard. We've got a phone call, our first phone call of the night. You want to answer that?
Sure. Hey.
You're on the Brown Lodge. Who's this?
Hey, this is Scumbag Mike. I'm on the ferry right now drinking a beer, and I wish I was there.
Look at...
Just wanted to tell everybody to have a good show, and you can all blow me.
Hey.
In hell.
That's a very uncomfortable thing. It's nice to know that you're actually getting off work, our boy Runner. So what's your ETA, do you figure, for to get to your house?
Oh, right now I'm on the ferry. I'm looking out at our beautiful blue ocean. And I've been on here for about 12 minutes, so I guess I'm getting off here in like 8, then I'm jumping on the train, and then I'll be at you. Hey, did you get me beer by any chance?
No, of course not. I don't have anything to do with beer. I haven't had a drink in weeks.
All right, so add a couple minutes onto my walking time, because I got to stop and get the beer, and then I'll be there.
Okay, so we'll see you probably about like 9, you figure? 9-ish?
Yeah, how's the show going? Scumby and Canadian Metal doing okay? Radio BBQ out there?
Yeah, Canadian Metal was a little upset.
Actually, they died while you weren't here. We were just making the funeral arrangements.
No, Canadian Metal was a little bit upset, or was a little disappointed because he made a Paul Roma picture for you, which is in the chat room. I haven't actually had a chance to take a look at it yet, but it's all here waiting for you. Why don't you get a move on? Why don't you get that ferry moving a little bit quicker?
Yeah, I'll push it over along.
Hit the gas.
I'm giving it full throttle. Full speed ahead there, Captain. Aye, aye.
85 miles an hour even?
Something like that. I think we're going like 5 miles an hour. Because 85 is the top speed you could possibly have in any freaking human existence.
Right, exactly. So you would say that the ferry is 5, is it at least 5 knots, like Don Knotts?
Yeah, what does that translate to, like 3 miles an hour?
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that guy looks like Archie Bunker. Okay.
Well, how long have you been on the ferry, though? You had to be on for a while now. It's 8:15, or did it leave late?
We took off at 8.
Oh, God, so you've been on there for 15 minutes already.
It's a 20-minute ride. When was the last time you guys were on the ferry?
Well,
but according to the clock that we're looking at, then you've been on it for, you should almost be here.
I mean, I get the Radio BBQ limo sent for me. I don't know about you. Me. Oh, sorry. No.
Wait,
I wasn't supposed to
helicopter.
Talk about that.
I get the hydrofoil sent for me.
I just drive my car back.
Seriously, I just inflate a bunch of tampons and sail over.
What did he just say?
I don't think he's there anymore.
I think that's how it ended. He said something about tampons?
I missed it.
Okay, I didn't understand it. Well, at least we know that our boy Runner is coming, so yeah, we will have a full staff
but
here.
Did he say that and then just hang up, or I'm thinking we probably lost a
You know what it is? He's in the middle of the harbor right there. It's right when you get around to where the Statue of Liberty is in New York, when you're on the ferry. For some reason, in the middle of the open water, there's no signal. I don't know what the story is with that, but everything does. But
everything dies eventually.
Yeah, usually from shark bites, if I remember correctly, from shark attacks.
Yes.
Yes, my friends, yes, you will have a full staff here on the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out the chat room, RadioBBQ Chat. Hit the hotline, 718-360-1413. What's that? I said 718-360-1413. You know, I realize every week when I do my little, my 400 spiels throughout the show, I was like, hey, this is this, and this is my little announcement, my little announcer guy thing. I always say, hit us on the instant messenger at my instant messenger. Does that make you feel a little upset? Would you like me to let people to know that they should be contacting you via the language duck during the show?
No, because they should be contacting the Brown Lodge if they're contacting something show-related.
Why?
I would think.
You're on the show. You're here.
Yeah, but yours is the Brown Lodge. The Brown Lodge. That's the show.
the messages in the room are man overboard and all I understood was tampons. All I've ever understood was a tampon. All I need is a miracle. All I need is you.
See, I don't think I understand those. Yeah, so Don Imus...
back to the story. I forgot. Yeah, so Don Imus, like, apparently this cancer doctor who I think volunteers his time... Sorry, I just took a look at the Paul Roma picture, the pretty Paul Roma picture that's been talked about with Chris Jericho and a... I don't even know what that black thing is in the picture. Wow, this is crazy. I'm sorry, I keep talking about things, pictures that no one else can see. But if you're in the chat room, you can see it. No, I guess not. I don't know. It's not
in there.
I could have sworn there was a link to it in there, but that's neither here nor there. I gotta put all these pictures on the links page someplace. Make a nice little collage. Get all this stuff nice. Make our website a little more interactive, a little more fancy, a little more.
Can we make it interactive where people can call and go picks?
I would hope so.
I have a feeling nobody knows what I'm talking about, besides you.
Okay.
Maybe a couple people that weren't. We're at least 10 years old in the 80s in New York City. WPIX Channel 11 used to have this game where you would call up after school and it would be like, what was it? Was it like Space Invaders or something? It was one of the typical early 80s video games.
Sort of something like that.
The thing moving back and forth at the bottom of the screen, shooting up at little alien ships. And the way you would control it is you would say picks while you were watching it on the TV. Like, you would be the lucky caller, and then every time you said picks, they would shoot, and like, who, you know, you would have to get a certain amount or whatever. So after a while, kids, instead of calling and going picks every time they thought it was time to shoot, everybody thought they were onto something, and every day they would just call and go picks,
blasting
to constantly fire. And I think that they ended the game.
That ended that game. I was really always a big fan of interactive TV like that.
You remember the interactive TV that back when it was Staten Island Cable?
What do you do?
Time Warner Cable guy.
See, now we're getting really local here, but
I don't even remember that. I'm just laughing at that.
Okay, well, it was like a phone line that you called to call into cable.
Call into Staten Island Cable before they were taken over by Time Warner. You can call on the community television station, and you could play interactive games on there.
Right.
Kind of like the Choose Your Own Adventure games.
Right, there were other games too. There were quizzes on there. There was like trivia. Stuff like that.
But only one person could play at a time on TV.
Right, so people who are watching the station, you would assume would be like one person in a room, but that's not true, because I've definitely sat and watched it and watched other people play the games and laughed at them because they were so stupid.
Uh-huh.
Well, amongst these multiplayer games, this is going to be so local and make no sense to anybody, but there was a question. There are two doors in front of you. Which one do you go through? And then you hear the guy's voice saying, what do you do? It's one of the things that you did. Then the other big question was, what fish has two knees? A toony fish?
Oh.
Was the big joke, waka waka waka. But when it said it on the show, it said on the cable access channel, he actually said, what fish has two knees? Even though it said it online. Don't worry about it, it's just a screensaver, don't be ashamed.
There was also a game where you could, I think this might be what ended this game. There was a game where you would select a number from 1 to 9. Or it's from 0 to 9, actually, and it would repeat the number you would say. Like, it would repeat your selection. Like, if you, because basically it was tied into your touch tone phone, so if you hit pound, it would say pound. So all of a sudden, it would start coming up 7 1 8. 7 1 8 is the area code here in Staten Island. It would come up, say 7 1 8 8 7 6 5 4, and I won't go through like numbers, but. People would be calling up, giving their ex-girlfriend's phone number, probably, or their friend's phone numbers, and.
7 1 8 3 6 0 1 4 1 3.
Oh my God! Now they know they're gonna call us all the time.
7 1 8 3 6 0 1 4 1 3.
Pound.
Pound. Star. That was what the voice was like. Whatever. We're talking totally local.
You can text message us at Star Brown. No.
I wish.
You can text message us at Star Jones. Actually.
Yes. Give her a text. Wow, how do we get something like that going? We would actually have to get like a contract with Singular.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something.
That's all kinds of stuff involved.
Costs like $1.50 at least.
Definitely. Maybe we should have Dan work on that for us.
Well, I think he's already on it. You know, Dan was on a lot of things. One of the things he was supposedly on was was getting some sort of web portal together for the whole Radio BBQ family. I don't know what the status is on that. Unfortunately, I can't ask Dan right now because he's out lounging by the pool because it's something like 460 degrees where he is, he was saying earlier today. But, I want to get some web community going. I want to get the cameras. I want to look into your filthy little lives and know what's happening. I want you to look into mine, which is why I'm obsessed with these cameras. Speaking of, have you ever gotten yours up?
Yeah, it's been up.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know. I had no idea.
I'm fatter than ever. Check it out on the webcam.
Excellent. www.thebrownlodge.com.
I think I'm
with new buttons.
I'm approaching a weight I haven't been at yet in my life.
What's that, 350?
No.
Well, you've been there?
No.
I've been 350. I circumvented 300 entirely. I just went straight to 350.
I'm up to about 210, I think, now. 214 is the highest I was.
Oh,
but
really?
I'm only like 5'10".
You're back on the rise? I thought you were like watching you wait and starting to be do good.
I dropped down to like 190, and then all of a sudden I stopped caring. I just wanted to eat.
Well, here's the thing. I lost my low-carb lifestyle, but I've I'm just eating like an animal again. Like I eat burgers and hamburgers and more burgers, but with bread and everything the way I shouldn't. It goes against my diet. But I have been, I'm not drinking beer anymore, and that's a huge thing. And I'm still managing to lose weight again because I was starting to climb back up again.
Huh. Yeah, I haven't been drinking, but I haven't drank in a while, so I can't use that as a way to lose weight. I have to eat less.
Considering that I was what would you call those? What's that thing called when you drink? Oh, that's right, an alcoholic. Yeah. A blazing, blazing alcoholic. I basically drank constantly every day, other than when I was at work, because I used to, still do technically, drive for a living. Canadian metal weighs 290 pounds.
That's because he's made of metal.
290?
Metal is heavy.
That's almost as big as I was. I was just under 300. I was 298 at the beginning of the year, and I am I'm like 240 today. 240, 242, something like that. I got down to like 230, but I'm still getting it back.
I really wish he would sign out and sign back in as heavy metal now, but something tells me that name is probably taken.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, because the people that were fans of that cartoon?
That comic, yeah, and that movie.
Back to my story, back to my life, Don Imus, because that's my life. Don Imus, apparently this cancer doctor, I think, volunteers his time and takes care of kids at this thing. It is volunteer work that he does there, right?
He does a lot of volunteer work.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but it's all volunteer work. Well, apparently some kid was sick. He got the call at like 7:40 in the morning, and he started walking from the house up to the ranch, and Imus' wife, Deidre, came over to him and said, well, come on, I'll give you a ride to the house. He said, no, it's going to take more time. Don't worry, I'll walk over there. And before he got to get to the house, Imus came out because Deidre told him that what happened. He came racing out with a gun at his side and a knife in his hand. Or I don't know if it was a knife in his hand or the size of something. And started screaming, cursing, and went crazy.
He probably had it in his cowboy pouch.
Yeah, of course he did. You know, went crazy, started screaming at the guy, yelling at him, being nutty. And like lambasted him in front of these cancer kids. And the guy's a little sad about it, and he wanted to be he wanted an apology. And it said, "Imus every day is now just going on talking about what a this guy's such a jerk, Bernard. What a jerk,
Sid,
Mac and Sid,
the same Sid, Sid Rosenberg."
Well, so I just I don't know. I'm just on the whole tip of just like, dude, the guy is volunteering to help these sick kids.
Yeah,
basically, so you can have your little cowboy ranch that you want and have it be tax deductible, that you're having it be like a shelter for kids. Because I honestly can't believe that I would hope he cares, but I don't believe that he really does. I believe he really just wants his house to be,
I'm putting Fred in charge.
It just, I don't know.
Do you ever hear the calls he had from Fred Imus? I remember growing up, I was very young in the 80s, when I was very young in the early 80s. I remember that Don Imus was funny. Maybe it's because I was like 8. But I think he had funny moments, definitely.
Fart.
but a lot of the phone calls, like, he would call his brother Fred all the time. They would be the most meaningless calls you could ever possibly hear in your life. What are you guys doing over there, sitting around, you know? What are you doing over there, Fred? Looking at the horses again?
To be 100% honest with you, I was never, ever an Imus fan in my entire life. When I first started driving cab, I used to drive for a different company, and I used to work nights, a different company that I do now. And I started at like 2 in the morning, and I would go to like 3 in the afternoon. So at 5:30, it's just like, wow, finally something's going to be on the radio, because that's when Imus comes on, you know. I could hear something, because at that point, I don't think that ESPN, I think Up All Night was probably on the fan. or whatever. One of those crazy overnight sports shows where they just talk numbers the entire time, and it would make me insane at that time of night. So at 5:30, I was like, all right, cool. I could finally listen to Imus, even though I never listened to Imus before. I think I made it through about a minute and a half of the first show, and I was just like, oh, my God, this guy's going to make me stab myself in the eyes. I'm never going to listen to this again.
So this guy, this councilman from Connecticut, jerk.
Shut up, Bernard.
That's
all I could say about him is shut up, Bernard, because that's one of the things he said.
If you're looking to listen to political talk radio, then fine, you know. But if you're looking to laugh, if you're looking to listen to political talk radio that's not 100% serious, then you probably, maybe that's the way to go, but, you know. Which is kind of why I abandoned Howard Stern in the last couple of years.
You abandoned him?
I abandoned him.
Want to join my bandit?
Covered in metal.
Well, yeah, before the election, Stern became unlistenable. But he's almost listenable again now, but I don't listen to him because I rather...
He's not Johnny Political anymore.
Yeah, I listen to replays of Ron and Fez. It's a lot more fun.
And despite, you know, like opinions aside, like he basically showed that he knew nothing about so much that he was claiming to know a lot about. I mean, he started getting his politics from Alec Baldwin, and
that's the way things go, though.
But he's Johnny Hollywood now, anyway.
People are adamant about things that they have no idea what they know about. You give them three bits of information, and they run. Give him a rope, and he thinks he's a cowboy. Is the popular idiom that's not very popular? Shut up, Bernard. By the way, as we're having this discussion about Imus, the big raging discussion in the chat room is penis size between Canadian Metal, Bad Monkey, and Rumby. And they're jump roping penises, and kids are playing on it. It's the most horrendous conversation I've ever heard in my life, and that's all the time I'll give it.
Yeah, I avoided that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was distracting. That's all I see it.
So Imus is killing this guy. He's killing him.
Yeah, I don't know.
This salsa is good, though.
Who, Imus has salsa?
Yeah. Imus Ranch salsa. It's really good.
I'll never buy it.
Come on.
Shut up. I don't know anything about it. I wouldn't eat Imus food.
Some guy called Howard Stern a couple of years ago and said he was at a wedding with Imus, and Imus wore his cowboy outfit. It wasn't even a wedding. It was like a baptism or something. And he wore his cowboy outfit there.
Well, what's wrong with that? He's a cowboy. I wish I don't even know where he's from or anything.
All radio dudes are full of themselves. Not us, obviously.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I was going to say, dude, I was psyched to do the show by myself. Of course, radio dudes are full of themselves. Whatever. I just think Imus is a creep. I know it's really cutting edge and controversial that I'm criticizing Imus in the year 2005. Now that every person who's ever been on radio has done it.
Honestly, next I'm gonna get so edgy. I'm gonna criticize middle-aged white men next.
You're sick.
Maybe even Republicans.
Whoa!
I don't care. I'll take them all on.
What about these gas prices, buddy? I can't even take it.
What about Nazis, man? I'm against them. I'll say it. I don't even care.
That's bad. But anyway, so I'll strike that from that. Well, so what's the next thing I have on my list here? Oh, by the way, I had a conversation today with our buddy, Nicotine.
Uh-huh.
Screaming, going crazy about the fact how I let you distract me from the issues on, what the hell was that woman's name? Judith Miller, the Times reporter.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
He went crazy on me. Went totally crazy on me. He's like, how did you let 100? He didn't call you 100K, though. He called you by your real given name, Todd. How'd you let Todd distract you from this? You know, the fact of the matter is... Sorry, I had to hit something. You know, the fact of the matter is, regardless of anything that happened, this woman is being thrown into jail for contempt of court, and she's not getting thrown in jail for... withholding, she's not getting thrown in jail for exposing this person, and that's what you brought up, the fact
that... Okay, well, yeah, I said I didn't know. I said if she's being in jail for passing along the name, then there's a law against it no matter what.
But. Yeah, no, and that's the thing. She's not in jail for that. She's in jail for contempt of court, for not cooperating. And that's exactly where I started from at the beginning of this. It's just like, it seems like crazy that you don't have to incriminate yourself. You know, you got the Fifth Amendment. You don't have to incriminate yourself when it comes to it. Why do you have to testify against somebody else?
Well, it's always been that way. People are subpoenaed in order to testify constantly.
And they...
Husbands and wives don't have to testify against each other.
And they don't have to say a word. Why does this woman have to say something?
They absolutely have to say a word.
I totally do not.
You you can be ordered to testify. You can be ordered to answer a question by a judge, or you'll be held in contempt of court. By a lawyer or a judge, if the judge chooses to ask it of you. Yeah, husbands and wives. There's a rule that husbands and wives don't have to testify against each other. Everybody else does. If you could be subpoenaed to testify,
just because you could be subpoenaed and called to the stand, it means you have to actually answer all the questions.
Actually, I'm not sure. I've heard judges and
I've been subpoenaed.
A judge will instruct you to answer a question, though.
Well, I've never had that problem. I never got to that point. I was subpoenaed.
That's because we're meaningless lowlifes.
That's true. Yeah, no, I was subpoenaed to for a case where a friend of mine beat the crap out of somebody, and actually out of two of his friends, and beat him over the head with pieces of wood and stuff, because girlfriend stuff. And the only reason these two dudes that fought with my roommate were at my house were because I owed one of them money for cocaine, and I paid him, and it was all fine and good.
So you would have had to say that?
Not, I would have had to have said it before the thing started. It turns out the lawyer for the person who I live with. Okay, well, I'll start from the beginning again. I went to a bar one night. I saw some dude who I used to know in high school who I hadn't seen in a long time. We got into a mad party with drugs and alcohol, and it was crazy all night. And there was a lot of money exchanging hands, and I wound up being in debt to the kid for all the drugs and alcohol. Basically just the drugs that were imbibed that night. And I said, yo, come by my house later this week and I'll pay you back. When he came by, I was living with a couple of dudes at the time. I had a bunch of roommates. And one of the dudes I lived with and this guy's friend, like, share an ex-girlfriend. It was some sketchy situation, craziness. So they showed up at my house to get the money back while my roommate wasn't there. He wound up coming home. After these guys left, I'm upstairs, and I have no idea what's going on. And then I hear yelling downstairs. I go downstairs, and they're fighting. Whatever, long story short, he wound up screwing up the two dudes, like two guys. He messed them up pretty bad. He hit them with, like, wood and stuff. Yeah, Woody. He wound up getting arrested, like a week later. He wound up getting arrested because they went to the cops with it, the whole thing. He went arrested, and I got subpoenaed to testify in the case. And as I'm sitting in the room, these two kids are there, the two who got beat up, and they're just like, yo, man, you better be honest in there. And I'm looking, I'm just like, hey, don't worry, I'm going to be 100% honest in there. This gentleman's lawyer was his father. When I went in to testify to his father, or in front of his father, in front of my friend's public defender, I explained, yeah, we were doing tons of cocaine. Me and your son were doing tons of cocaine, drinking wine, smoking pot. It was just a mad mess. And within 10 minutes, this dude was so embarrassed at his son's drug habits that I was just going crazy about. The case was dismissed and it ended. It's an interesting little story. So if you're ever planning to have your dad be your lawyer, make sure you don't do drugs.
Yeah,
that's my official statement.
I think there's a lot of reasons that would probably be a bad idea.
And definitely don't taunt the other person.
His dad
in the case.
Just wanted him out of the house for a little while.
You know? But like, don't taunt the other person in the case and say, hey, you better be honest in there. Like, dude, I'm going to be honest. You don't want me to be honest because then everyone's going to know that you're a scal. But whatever. That was my little sidetracking story. I don't know where that came from. But as long as because we were talking about the whole Judith.
Well, I don't know. I think, is a judge just making his own law, or is she breaking a law? Like I said, opinion aside, if she's breaking a law, that's the reason that she's being held. If not,
she's not being held for that. She's being held for contempt of court because she's not cooperating with the judge, not because she exposed this person's name.
Okay, well, is that illegal? Because then wouldn't this judge have to answer to somebody?
By the way, this is something, though, judges are kind of almost as close to like the Pope as possible. Like, they can get away with pretty much anything. Once
they hate Harry Potter also.
Totally. Yeah, this is something that makes me crazy. We desperately, desperately need some sort of producer to work for our show that will be here and help us get the answers to these questions and not have to worry about talking on mic and keeping things busy while the show's on. Ever since Baxter went back home to Alabama and ever since you fired Keith, I don't know what we're going to do. We can't get the answers to the burning questions anymore, and it's really annoying to listen to me say, hey, 23 skidoo as the worm turns while we're on the air. So I don't want to get these answers. But this is a burning issue in my head. Whatever. Well, we'll go back to Judith Miller after I do the research, maybe next Monday.
I was trying to do it right now, but it's just going to make for me being on autopilot.
Exactly. And that's,
maybe I'll hire Baxter back.
Yeah, I think it might.
Keith back.
Oh, Keith. Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, I know.
So,
He's probably been... He's probably had his issues with the judge already anyway.
Maybe he's not the person to talk to about legal things. Speaking of legal things, how do you feel about Richard Wood?
I kind of have no opinion on him because I don't know who he is.
Dick Wood? You don't know who Dick Wood is?
No.
Yuck. Richard Wood is one of the black youths in Howard Beach.
Oh, that guy.
That was chased by Nicky, what's his name, Contas Basta or something or other.
Fatso Minucci or something.
Yeah, Minucci or something like that. Yeah, one of the Fat Nicky.
Yeah.
One of the Hottie Gotti's friends. I love saying Hottie Gotti. So this guy, Richard Wood, was friends with the dude who got batted in the head. He got arrested for robbing someone of a chain on the A train yesterday. Yesterday or the day before? I think it was in the paper yesterday.
It was in the paper yesterday.
Yeah. So it happened 2 days ago. I mean,
he couldn't even wait.
Don't get me wrong. The fact of the matter is, you probably, you know, Fat Nicky probably didn't need to beat the guy over the head with a baseball bat. But it does lend a little bit of credence to the fact that these guys were in the area snatching chains, considering that a week later, the guy is snatching chains.
Well, I mean, look how fast this whole thing died down, you know? Even the usual suspects are taking a second look at it before they come marching right out. You know, Al Sharpton.
You know, Jesse Jackson. Well, not so much anymore since he has sex all the time with people that he shouldn't.
Yeah, he does. He's more of an international type of guy now.
He loves it. Little Nicky. I love that I'm crossing the name Little Nicky off the list. I don't know. It just seemed a little bit odd to me. Don't get me wrong. He shouldn't have been yelling the N-word while he was hitting the guy over the head with a baseball bat. But maybe it wasn't totally as far-fetched as everyone's saying. I don't know. But what was that?
What? Yeah, go ahead.
No. Say what you were going to say.
What happened to the story about the two white girls got beat up by six black girls in Marine Park? And they yelled all kind of racial slurs at them.
I think like a week later, like two black girls, like someone cried because they, I don't know, something happened. Like something a lot less.
They said, hey, Blackie, get out of town.
Yeah, something really a lot less happened to them a week later, and that got blown up bigger than the whole system.
Hasn't that always been the most blatantly disgusting double standard in New York news? How black-on-white crime goes on a ridiculously high level every single day for the past 30 years in New York City. But, like, the opposite just gets, like, major media attention.
I have a crazy idea. Maybe it's not black-on-white crime. Maybe it's not white-on-black crime. Maybe it's criminal-on-victim crime. Just, you know, just a thought.
I don't know what that means.
It means that I don't care if someone's black and beating up a white person.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. I understand that. But I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the media.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how about for the media?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about, it's just a crime. It's just a criminal. Unless someone is punching someone in the face and stabbing them because they are specifically a race, it's not a race crime. Just because a crime was committed by people of two separate races, I don't know that they're necessarily, it's a race issue.
But there's definite race crimes that are black on white that just don't go reported. Right around the whole time, the Yusef Hawkins and Howard Beach probably sandwiched about like maybe 150,000 per day black on white race crimes. Like, you know what? You want to even go as low as racial taunts and yelling? Because no matter what, if we went out on the street right now and yelled the N-word at a couple of kids, enough attention it would get into the newspapers and on the news.
But when they call you cracker, it doesn't?
They call me honky all the time.
Like it's 1973 all of a sudden.
Yeah, but whatever. You know how it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it'll always be.
I don't know. Well, that was a weird place I didn't want to go. I don't ever want to discuss race issues ever again.
Okay, that's fine.
Unless the race issue is Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong. Not Lance Bass, Lance Armstrong, the racer.
He bores the hell out of me so much, I don't even care about what he's doing.
Bike racing in general bores me. I don't know. No, actually, the other thing, you mentioned a phrase while we were just talking about Fat Nicky, Fat Little Nicky, Minucci, Contopasto, whatever his name is. You used the term usual suspects. Flip through the paper this week. Do you know that they're doing a Usual Suspects 2?
Yeah, I saw something about that Kevin Spacey had to grow
hair back. Yeah, he has to grow his hair back because he's playing Lex Luthor.
Oh, God.
Usual Suspects, definitely one of the greatest movies ever made.
I don't know. Just this.
What?
I don't know. Kevin Spacey in general. I never saw The Usual Suspects.
Okay, well, just then.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
Just don't even.
I'm just snoring it.
You know what? Don't
pictures
even,
of Kevin Spacey don't in
even
the
talk,
newspaper.
Don't even talk about Kevin Spacey, then. Stop thinking about
Kevin Spacey.
Stop thinking about Pay It
you
Forward.
You know what? I like American Beauty.
Stop thinking about Pay It Forward. Think about
Gay-Pax.
American. I really liked Gay-Pax, but I know that I'm in the minority on that. Think about American Beauty.
I hate crime right now.
Think about Usual Suspects. Think about what are the
what about 100 Gay-Pax, my new movie that's coming out soon.
I didn't know that you were ready to make that announcement yet. I know it's going to be huge. Yeah, dude, if you've never seen a usual, do you have a DVD player set up at your new apartment yet?
No, I will in a couple of days.
Okay, I'm gonna
re-borrow it.
You borrowed
I
it and never watched
watching,
it?
I had it. I had yours like 6 months when I first got my DVD player a couple of years ago, but there was no subtitles on it. There was no closed captioning on it, and it was in a situation where everything was really loud at my house all the time. So some kind of movie like that where I need to hear what people are saying was just out, you know. I could watch like the same I Love Lucy's that I've seen a million times, and I know exactly what's going to happen, you know? Plus, I found out.
What'd you find out?
Who
Kaiser Sose?
Yeah, but I don't remember at this point anyway. But
then don't look in the chat room right now.
Well, I see he's talking about it, but
I tend to think it'll be spoiled for you in a second. Yeah, it's really... I don't know. It's a freaking great movie. I'm amazed that you didn't see it. I'm amazed you couldn't watch it. I'm amazed you wouldn't make a point to watch it because it was really compelling. I enjoyed it. Anything Stephen Baldwin does is marvelous. Biodome, Usual Suspects. I couldn't think of another film he ever did. But
Encino Man? Or was that Pauly Shore?
That's Pauly Shore. Another genius.
He's in the Army now.
Again?
No.
He's in the Army now again, part two. So Kevin Spacey, written off, I've got the new poll. I talked about that. Fantasy football, talked about
hey,
that.
Everybody's Richard freaking Moore. Out because a Harry Potter book was stolen from a pharmacy. Did you hear about that?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, over the weekend, Saturday at midnight, I believe, was when Harry Potter books went on sale. You know how every time the Harry Potter book goes on sale, it's like a new U2 album or something?
That's like
a big gathering at stores. I don't
think
that
like happens
to U2 anymore.
It's like a Cabbage Patch Kid getting
yeah,
sold.
Kind of, yeah. They have like big midnight openings of stores to sell the new Harry Potter book. Well, anyway, a couple of days ago, somebody bought. They had let me go to my notes here right now. An upstate New York pharmacy had the books ahead of time because you know waiting to put them out, and they had strict rules not to put them out yet. And you know, I'm sure the people working in upstate New York pharmacies, as fine as they are, may not always all be the time to like tend to the strictest rules and follow the letter of the pharmaceutical law. I'm not trying to degrade.
You're besmirching the fine people of upstate New York is what you're doing, whether you realize it or not.
I don't know any upstate New York people, honestly. No, but whatever. Some clerk in a pharmacy in upstate New York put the books out too soon, so somebody bought a copy, and it just like all hell broke loose, and they tracked the woman down, and they called her, and the woman's family said, we'll gladly return the book. You know, we're not going to let him read it. We don't want to spoil it for other kids, because the whole thing is... it has nothing to do with copyright laws, according to the publisher. It's just that the author wants everybody to be able to open the book and read it at the same time. So my question is, why isn't she coordinating some synchronized reading of the book? Like
hands across Harry Potter's across
yeah.
America?
Line up all the kids.
By the way, according to the chat room, Canadian Metal saying that in British Columbia, they sold 14 Harry Potter books a week before they were supposed to and then realized it was early.
And yeah, and the judge... ordered those people not to even read the books.
How could you prove that? How could you stop someone from reading?
You throw them in jail with Judith Miller.
Curses. Are they allowed to read it in there? Are they allowed to have books in prison?
Yeah, I think so. I think they have old books in prison. I think it's kind of like a Staten Island library in prison. I always imagine the prison library to be like that.
Whoa! They offered grab bags to these people to get it back. I thought when you were saying a whole lot of stuff to get it back, I thought you meant like money, like autographs and stuff. These people in British Columbia, that's ridiculous. I don't know. Whatever.
They offered a gift pack to the person in upstate New York.
Are you sure? Maybe it's not upstate New York. You sure? Maybe it's not.
Well, no, upstate New York. The 14 books were in British Columbia. I think British Columbia, but the one was in upstate New York.
Uh huh.
and they offered the person a gift pack, the pharmacy, like probably some expired baby lotion and stuff. The vitamins that nobody ever buys.
There's nothing sexier than expired baby lotion.
I used to work for a store that sold expired baby lotion, and I got in trouble when I threw it out.
I used to go to a store that would sell Kraft singles years after they were bad.
It was probably the same store I worked at. This store had sauce, a jar of sauce from 1982, and I was working there in 1997.
Delicious. I went to my mom's house once and found an old package of Hamburger Helper underneath her counter that even the coloring of the thing was sort of
the
brownish.
The cardboard was changing color?
Yes. And you know what?
The Hamburger Helper had a long gray beard on the box.
I've got to be honest with you. Tasted fine.
I'm sure it did.
I'm into vintage stuff like that. I like aged cheeses.
It's trendy.
I do what I can. I'm a hipster. Yeah, no, it was really gross. I the deli over on Highland Boulevard that we used to frequent, not the sex deli, the other one. I went there and we were having a barbecue, and I just grabbed some cheese to make a barbecue, you know, to have some burgers at the house. And I put the cheese on the burgers, didn't even look at it, and like, after being in the on the grill for like a good almost 10 minutes, I'm noticing, why isn't the cheese melting? The cheese never melted. Like something crazy happened. Then I looked at the date on it, and the date was like 2 years earlier. It was really, really awesome. Nice. It was dated 2001. I moved to that apartment in 2003. Terrific.
You love old food.
I do what I can. Food's my friend. Speaking of old food, what about your girl Anna Benson?
What did she do now?
She got thrown out of the World Series of Poker because she kept using the F word over and over again. They took her aside and said, "All right, you got to stop cursing the entire time. You got to stop cursing. You're going to be fined and you can't curse." And she's like, "Okay, sign off."
Was that Anna or Runner?
She said, "I'm going to stop using the F word. I'll stop using the F word." And then she goes to the table and says, "You know, this is a real double standard. I'm not allowed to say F and said it, but I'm allowed to say, see you next Tuesday.
And?
The pussy cat and cock-a-doodle-doo. These were she went back to the table and said, I'm not allowed to say the
F. See you next Tuesday.
Okay, I'm going to break my rules and I'm going to curse for today. She said, I'm not allowed to, you know,
see you next Tuesday.
I'm not allowed to say fuck, but I could say cunt, pussy, cock. Like, you know,
I thought she actually said see you next Tuesday. I've never heard that before.
No, see you next Tuesday. Come on, dude. I'm really hip. I'm really cool. I curse like a 4-year-old. But, so Anna Benson, she's a real champ. She's your favorite. You love her husband, don't you?
I just want her husband to win tomorrow night. I don't really care what she does.
I understand.
I think she's kind of attractive, but please.
She's like, she's a sex girl. She does sex. I hear that she has sex.
I heard
sex.
There's others, though, that do as well. So
girls that have sex are sexy. Hence the name, sexy. Speaking of filthy whores, Courtney Love is 41 years old.
Is she? She made it that far.
She's 41 years old. Exactly my point. Did you ever think Courtney Love would make it to 41? Did you ever
think
Courtney
Love
would
make it to 45?
She definitely will.
Yeah, she's going to be a crazy old lady walking around.
I don't think she's junked out so much anymore. I think she takes pills every now and again, but I don't think she's
junked out. You could take enough pills to where you're just junked out.
Here's the thing. Well, yeah, I know. We actually do know some friends who've died from just being junked out on pills. She's tremendous. She's like my size fat. Almost your size fat. Well, not quite that big, but my size fat at least. Even though I outweigh you by like 40 pounds. Yeah, she's huge. And from my personal experience, what I've seen is fat people don't really do drugs very well.
My proof that I'm clean, I'm walking around like a fat guy.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, I'm sure she's drinking and stuff like that, but I don't think that's going to kill her. I'm just, you know, hats off to you, Courtney Love. I hate you.
Speaking of filthy singing whores, have you heard about Mariah Carey lately?
She did that song Hero, right?
Well, she finally. Speaking of Hero, remember when the term Hero became very popular around September 11th of 2001?
By the way, Canadian metal, by saying Mets suck in the room is a real way to make me not want to be your friend anymore. Not that you care, you don't, but I'm just letting you know for yourself.
Are you an Expos fan?
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just, when I see Mets suck, it just made me feel sad.
I just ignore it, as you can see. I can't deal with that kind of stuff.
Sorry, go back to your Mariah Carey.
Thought
we were friends.
She has finally given a reason of why Glitter flopped.
2005?
The movie Glitter flopped, And here's her reason. I'm going to read now. I released it around September 11th. The talk shows needed something to distract from 9/11.
Wait. I've actually heard this. I've actually heard this. It's a little bit older than that reason. Yes, I did see. Go back to the statement. It made me crazy when I heard it.
It popped out a couple days ago on MSNBC, but the talk shows needed something to distract from 9/11. I became a punching bag. I was so successful that they tore me down because my album was at number 2 instead of number 1. The media was laughing at me and attacked me. She also said that the flop, Glitter... All right, are you ready? As a matter of fact, hold on a second.
I do seem to remember that she had something to say.
Give me one second here.
And for the record, Canadian Metal, I love the Blue Jays.
Here we go.
We're all friends.
The following is an official statement from the...
Mariah Carey.
Opinions expressed.
The following is an official Mariah Carey statement. Glitter was ahead of its time. It was too cutting edge for its own good. Today it's in to make 80s music. Number one, you are 80s music. You never stopped being 80s music. You were crap in the 80s, and you're still doing the same R&B crap that hasn't changed a bit, except now there's a couple more dudes that are probably going to be on trial for murder in a couple years in your videos dancing with you now.
So now, in addition to talking trash on Imus, we're now making fun of Mariah Carey.
Why do you have a problem with that?
Dude,
but seriously, like...
Okay, I'm gonna say...
Is that kind of like making fun of a fat, retarded, homeless person? Is it that sad of a person to be making fun of?
She has a home. That's the only difference. I gotta be honest with you. And I'm not saying this to be that guy. I didn't hate Glitter as much.
I never saw it, and I don't know that I would hate it.
I wanted to hate it. That's why I was watching. I was watching it for a laugh. It really wasn't the worst movie ever. It was melodramatic and corny and stupid.
When you're Mariah Carey, though, 4 years later, is that really a good thing to like be saying? Like,
what what would she be doing otherwise? She'd be walking up the streets in New York in December wearing a miniskirt, saying, "Hey, look at me!" While she gets frostbite on her little ninnies. You know, whatever. Who cares about it? She's a miserable wretch.
Didn't Barbra Streisand blame World War II on some of our movies flopping? Even though it was 20 years
later.
See,
that's the whole thing. As far as Glitter is concerned, and Father, as far as it being a conspiracy against her, that's one thing I don't even care. The fact that it was because of, like, that people needed something because of 9/11 and blaming it on 9/11 is just crazy to me.
Yeah, they needed something to distract them. So what they found to distract them was making fun of Mariah Carey because her album was number 2 instead of number 1.
That's funny. She's in a good voice. By the way, Eric Ryan's got it dead straight. 100K is bitter. And Rumby has it too, and 100K is better.
Yeah, I'm very bitter. Nobody ever offered me the part in Glitter. I would have taken that part so fast.
Of course you would have. I would. You know what? As much as I'm talking about how Glitter wasn't so horrible to watch, I don't think I made it through the entire movie. I saw most of it, or a good portion of it, though. Whereas my girlfriend, Jessica Alba, did a movie that was probably on par with as bad, maybe probably not even as bad as Glitter, about a year and a half ago, called Honey.
Oh, God, the dancing movie. What was with all the dancing movies years ago?
And I never isn't a dancing movie?
Yes, it is. They're dancing in it. They're cutting rugs left and right.
Dude, you're thinking about Save the Last Dance.
I definitely am.
Oh, it has nothing to do with dancing. Oh, it's like a kid in school. Yeah, exactly.
Save the Last Dance, that's Julia Stiles also?
It's Julia Stiles and probably the same kid. Yeah, she raises the roof.
Right now,
you're raising the roof up in this piece. Yeah. Hey, man, I don't know what to tell you. But that's what I was saying. So, Honey, even though Jessica Alba's smoking hot and sweaty and half naked in the movie, I never watched the movie. I should have watched the movie, but I never did because I don't care that much. I hate the idea of it that much. You're looking at pictures in the chat room. I haven't been clicking on anything. I've been seeing a lot of stuff popping up. I just haven't had it. Natoma's coach just had to go. Oh, what? You got Serve is the best dancing movie ever. I love, honestly.
Wasn't that the one with Ray Allen?
Chaz the Dazzler is not in the room tonight. I wish he was here. I wish he would call in. Honestly, I almost want to call him because I want him to explain how he thought You Got Served was like the apostles. And it's, I told you about that, right? Did I say that on the air?
There was some biblical thing behind it?
Yes, he likened it to the story of Christ. It's the craziest thing in the world.
He's probably wrong.
I'm sure that was the intention. Oprah's brown eye. Sorry. I don't know. I never watched more than 5 minutes of the movie. I went crazy. I tried to watch it because he said, "Dude, you gotta watch it. It's great. It's brilliant." And like 3 minutes into it, like they're talking, and that stupid Cedric the Entertainer guy is walking around. Or what's his name?
He's Peter. Funny sometimes, though.
No, it wasn't Cedric the Entertainer. It's the guy who had the show on Channel 11. The Paul Harvey show.
Steve Harvey. Cedric the Entertainer was on that show.
Okay. It was, that guy was in it, like, trying to be all serious and hard. It was just...
Oh, in Honey? Oh, there's a new movie out.
No, not in Honey. In You Got Served.
You Got Served. There's a new movie out about making it in the biz. Hustle and Bustle or something. It's called.
Dude! I talked about this, like, 2 weeks ago. No, you were here. I was asking you guys what it is. It's called, like, Hustle...
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Hustle and Flow, actually.
Hustle Flow.
I think it's called Hustle and Bustle.
Yeah, Hustle Flow. And I was asking you guys about, like, is it a band? Is it a thing?
I think Anthony Anderson is in it.
He's a good rapist.
You know who's in it, though? Rapping, I think. Do you know who DJ Qualls is?
Yeah, the guy from... Who's not a DJ. He's the guy from Road Trip.
yeah, that guy. He's in it. Like, I see him with headphones on. Like, I don't know what he's doing. He's definitely chilling, though.
Probably DJ. No, he loves to chill. You got to chill.
Did his name just get in because somebody wanted to get DJ? What's the guy that wrote Friday with Ice Cube's name? Do you know who that is? DJ
MC Quick.
DJ something or other. He was in Friday. He was the UPS guy in Friday who gets his chain stolen.
I have absolutely no idea.
I bet they thought it was him, and that's why they put him in the movie, and then DJ Qualls showed up, and they realized they had the name wrong.
Oh, I love Drumline being referenced in the room. Now, I honestly vaguely remember Friday. I know I liked it, but I wasn't like a huge fan like everybody else.
It's really funny.
The big worm. Okay, yeah, I knew. That's I vaguely remember the movie. wasn't a huge fan.
Chris Rock has a new TV show.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Does he curse?
No, he only narrates it. It's a sitcom about him being a kid, though.
A regular TV show, or HBO
yeah, yeah,
show?
Yeah. No, it's a regular TV show. It kind of looks like along the line of like the Malcolm in the Middle and Oliver Bean shows, but it's supposed to actually be about Chris Rock growing up.
Howard Stern, the early years,
sort of,
the
yeah.
teenage years, whatever it is.
Kind of like that.
Somehow, I don't think I'd be interested in Chris Rock growing up.
Well, if it's funny, I would. I don't really care about it.
I'm just going like I'm making a prediction that I don't think I'll find anything.
If the show's funny, it'll last, but it's not gonna last.
Come on, honestly, I don't even know what television shows are. If you're not Hell's Kitchen, I could give a damn less about your show. That's what it comes down to. The greatest
DJ Pooh. Thank you very much, Eric. It's DJ Pooh. That's the guy from Friday.
Okay.
So they thought DJ Pooh was DJ Qualls was DJ Pooh, and that's how he ended up in the movie.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not familiar with Ron.
He was also the new guy with the movie where he's in prison with Eddie. Wow, there's really dumb movies out there.
Oh, with Eddie Izzard?
There.
Not Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Griffin.
Griffin.
Yeah.
And he also played. Didn't he play like Master P's? Master. What the hell's the guy's name? The big rap dude, Little Romeo's father.
I don't know either.
Master P,
Little Bow Wow.
No, the other who's like the big rap dude's worth a lot of money. Not Jay-Z, the other dude. He owns
DMX.
No, the other one.
Master P.
It is Master P, right?
Master P's a big rapper.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah, you're looking at me like I'm insane. Like maybe I thought it wasn't.
No,
really
I know. I just don't know what it is you're talking about.
Yeah,
Hell's I know Kitchen. Those guys' names. I gotta admit that I don't own any of their records, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I haven't bought the new Master P single yet.
I got a CD single in the car.
Sam Goody has it for $18.95, I think.
Awesome. I love it. I love that they still sell things at Sam Goody. The fact that Sam Goody exists anymore is crazy.
Where are you going to get a Nick Lachey calendar if you're not at Sam Goody?
Wow. Do you know, being young, just because you brought that up, being young and going to Sam Goody and Spencer's and record stores in the mall and going into the back and looking at the posters to see the
King's Plaza Mall in Brooklyn, New York?
No. I wasn't old enough to go. I moved to Staten Island. I was pretty young when I moved to Staten Island. I wasn't allowed to go
all the way
to King's Plaza.
I thought we had that bond.
I've been to King's Plaza before, but I wasn't.
But I thought you were a regular shopper at
yeah, with my mom. When my mom would take me to Macy's and Alexander's.
Oh, okay.
But no,
Alexander's.
No, I'm talking about the Staten Island Mall when I was like a young teen, like 13 years old, and I would go to the mall and hang out and party.
Isn't Alexander's in the mall?
You're not on microphone, but no, there hasn't been an Alexander's in any mall in like a long, long, long time. We're talking about like 20 years ago, probably.
You're talking about the Iron Maiden song, Alexander the Great.
I'm
somewhere in time.
If I knew anything about Iron Maiden, I would say yes. I only know Power Slave.
Canadian metal, yeah.
They're not from Canada, are they?
I heard a guy saying on the radio the other day, Alexander the Great, well, maybe you should look into history if you're going to use that name to it was on, I think it was ESPN Sports Talk radio station, actually.
I have no idea.
They were referring to, who's a famous, Alex Rodriguez. Somebody called him Alexander the Great, and the guy's like, well, you should check your history. Alexander the Great is not exactly, a wonderful guy. I don't know.
Thanks.
Whatever. That's what happened.
By the way, did you guys recognize that odd voice in there? That was our buddy Runner.
Hey,
he
that
just
was
came
mean
home.
Of me. Oh.
Oh, no. We did the same thing the other night when you came here. Like, you said something, and we just, like, ignored it and kept talking like nothing happened. But
well, the cool thing about him, he can walk into a room, and then all of a sudden, doodle-doo, doodle-dee-dee, doo-da. I have no theme song.
But here's the thing. Okay, see, that I hate that, first of all. But that's not his theme song. That's the movie theme song. The movie review theme song.
But it seems perfect when he comes running in here all hectic and crazy, and he gets himself all situated and his brain isn't even working yet, and then all of a sudden make him kick into,
just saying Illegally Yours, Buy It over
well, no,
and over
I was
again.
Say, him getting deep into his brain to figure out the best movie that he could possibly think of and review it for the audience, for the listeners, for the callers. And for his own peace of mind.
But have you not noticed that every time we've done that to him over the past couple of weeks, he just says Illegally Yours, something about Illegally Yours, and that's it.
He spelt it the other day.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It's the best review I ever heard.
I was trying to spell out how great the movie is.
It takes away from the moment. I think if we're each going to have a theme song, or if you're going to have a theme song, I think give it a theme song. I don't think the movie review is a proper way to.
Do vaginas make sounds when they squirt across the room? Because I want mine like in a theme song like that. Like.
Been in the room like 3 minutes and it's already taken the filthiest turn ever in the world.
All right, I got to go to the bathroom anyway.
No, it's fine. I mean, that's the dichotomy. That's the breakdown. That's how it works.
Nice talking. You guys are all right.
No, you're filthy. I'm clean. Keith traces the line, although I'm the one who said cunt, cock, and pussy earlier in the show, just so you know.
First, I said see
I bought
you next
a new type
Tuesday.
Of production money tonight, by the way.
Whoa. So let's try that again with each of you talking one at a time.
No, you can go.
Okay. I don't remember what I said.
Okay. You bought a
new pipe with production money tonight. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that, but they ain't getting a dime.
That honestly looks like a. Like a vibrator.
That's pretty good, right?
You should show it to the camera. Yeah, that's filthy. All this reefer paraphernalia. You know, that's odd because at SUNY Old Westbury, a marijuana farm was discovered in underground water tanks that hadn't been used in over 3 years. Some decomposing plants were down there, but it was a real, real sophisticated setup. That was down there. I don't know. Just something I read in the paper. I just thought it was. If you had.
That would be called hydroponic nozzles.
Well, actually.
What's in that bag?
I don't know. That's 100K's setup for his house, all his cable stuff.
Ooh.
But, no, it wasn't hydroponics. It wasn't water tanks that they were growing in. It was underneath where the water tanks were. It was a lighting setup. It was a whole thing. I just don't understand how you grow a ton of pot. And just leave it there behind and forget that it's there, like full-grown stalks and huge plants that are there that these persons said, oh, oops, I forgot. I guess they smoked a little too much and it was just like...
Yeah, it's called being stoned, dude.
But, dude, three plants? Like one day when you went to go... When you went to go smoke some pot and you said, oh, wait, I have none here. Why don't I have it? Oh, I never got it from the place where I usually keep it. And I have these big plants. Like, how would you just forget?
I washed an ounce of weed.
and dirty?
About $1,000 in cash.
Okay. Misplacing items.
This is so bad.
Misplacing items and putting them in a washing machine is a little bit different than leaving a whole plantation, a whole crop behind, a whole setup that you had. Like, it just seemed to me like it was... I mean, obviously, I suppose that's what it is, but it seems like a real substantial thing to be walking away from. Just me. Maybe
I agree. It's the weed that gets you.
Get over to SUNY Old Westbury and see if you can get some of those old decomposing plants. Yeah, a...
isn't that where they held monster truck races?
Westchester County.
Westbury, Long Island?
Westbury... they might. I honestly don't know.
No, I think that's where...
the Westchester County Fair.
The mansion was.
Isn't that the school right next to CW Post? SUNY Old Westbury?
Yeah, I think DDP went there.
Bang!
Or is that
Self
Stony Brook?
High five!
Where the hell's Stony Brook?
Stony Brook.
I'll be in my bathroom in a minute after I go. I'll be right back.
Stony Brook is. Stony Brook is.
Yeah, because that's not.
Wait, Stony Old Brook Westbury. Is in Smithtown, New York. It's way
you
out.
You used to be in Old Westbury? Oh, no, that was Old Country Road, the furniture store.
Yeah, but you're not talking on a microphone. We could talk about her as much as you want. Yeah, yes, my ex-girlfriend was in Stony Brook. That's why I know it's in Smithtown.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to reviews of SUNYs on the Brown Lodge,
hey,
exclusively on RadioBBQ.net.
You brought up food earlier, right? Or did you not?
I probably did.
When you said food, I don't know why I did that, but when you said food, I didn't know which way to go. Did you hear about the eating disorder expert?
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Berzins?
Hold on. Yeah, I actually have... where is she?
Well, I don't know where she is right now. She's probably in the hospital and in
hold
jail.
Hold on. I got her. She's the Whippet girl, right? Lisa Berzins, 49 years old, psychologist, eating disorder specialist, whipped cream gas pass out girl. That's what I have written in my notes.
Maybe she was doing a negative test for her what not to do section of her new eating disorder book.
Okay, here's the thing. She's inhaling gas. She's not necessarily eating anything. If you guys don't know,
where did the whipped cream go, though? She had to suck it right out of there.
Not necessarily true. You've never sucked gas out of a
I've never done that. I've never done whipped.
We're gonna stop. We're gonna stop and get ready whip on the
no,
way
I
home.
I don't do those.
Okay, but we're gonna do it. I'm gonna do it in front of you and show you how the cream doesn't leave the bottle, and I will be lightheaded and falling over, hopefully while I'm driving.
Okay.
I can't believe you never did. You've never did. What do you call it, whippets before?
Nope, never.
Wow.
I smelled Rush once.
Very, very different.
I thought they were the same, that's why.
Very, very different things. No, one is
I just look at them as legal highs for idiots, as opposed to illegal highs for idiots.
I don't think Rush is legal.
Oh, Rush is is it?
I don't think so. I think it's some sort of substance.
I was with my friend Chris once, who's not you, and he bought a bottle of it at one of those West Village smoke shops, and actually... The Arab dude behind the counter was very suspicious. He said, 1 second, and he just looked at us, and then he came in the back out with this tiny little bottle.
Yeah.
And I smelled it.
If you went to that
same... my ears clogged up, and I heard everything, like, from far away for 40 seconds. Everyone sounded like this in the background. And then all of a sudden it popped, and it just... it was a little bit harder to breathe.
Okay, for the record, if you went to that same store and asked that guy to get you a bundle of heroin, he probably would have looked around confused and went to the back. Doesn't make it any more legal that this guy got it from you from a smoke shop in the village.
But that means he did something wrong.
Oh, no. Friend, why would you do that? But more importantly,
yes?
It's not the same high. It's not the same thing. Because, I want you to try it. Let's get some Ready Whip on the way home. We won't do Whippets. We'll just do Ready Whip. You could say no on the air, and I won't even talk about it on next Monday's show, but we'll get so wasted off chocolate Ready Whip.
Nah, I'm not into that anymore.
Come on.
The closest I'll get is caffeine drinks. I'm so buzzed.
Yeah, I know, Johnny.
I'm a new type of guy.
So, for the record, here's what I'm saying here. Here's what I'm saying on the story that you brought up. So this chick, she's an eating disorder specialist, whatever, 49 years old. She goes to the store. She inhales gas out of a couple of Ready Whip containers or some other pressurized whipped cream and falls over on the floor, passes out, and bangs her head, and she's bleeding and everything. She got arrested. What were the grounds for her arrest?
She wouldn't give up. Oh.
she she wouldn't say who the source was. She was arrested.
She was arrested for... oh, I'm reading the wrong story. There you go. I'm reading the story about marijuana-flavored candy being eliminated.
I'd like to hear about that.
I have a list right here of what she was arrested for. It's going to take me a second or two to get to the page.
Okay. As far as I could tell, I don't see anything illegal about being in
First of all, I think you're not allowed to use their products.
You've never walked through a supermarket and opened up a bag of chips while you were there and ate it?
No. I've been with you and I told you not to. Criminal mischief.
Stop it.
Possession of a restricted substance. Yeah, believe it or not, you're not allowed to do that.
What do you mean you're not allowed to do it? It's a product.
It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to do that with it. You're not allowed to inhale paint thinner.
What's the point of it if you don't inhale it?
Well, I don't know. This is just these crazy laws they have.
I didn't know that.
And the other one was...
not intended for human consumption?
Creating a public disturbance when she passed out. Don't get sick in that supermarket.
Okay, I was going to say, okay. So first of all, as far as I can tell, I can't believe that... I can't believe that if you fall over, you can get in trouble. I can't believe that if you eat something in the supermarket or ingest it in a supermarket, you can get in trouble. And who's to say she wasn't... And the suggestion coming in the room from Rumby is shoplifting. She was still in the store. Who's to say she wasn't going to pay for it on the way out?
I don't think you're allowed to use products in the store, though.
You never went to the candy section and took a caramel and popped them in your mouth?
I stole batteries from Woolworths once when I was
five. By the
way,
is it a caramel or is it caramel?
It's caramel. It depends on what you're talking about.
The corn is caramel?
No, it's always caramel. Something's a caramella.
No, like if you had Cracker Jacks. What are Cracker Jacks?
Caramel.
Caramel corn.
Yeah.
It's caramel corn. It's definitely caramel corn. You're crazy.
No, there's an A in there.
Not as far as I know.
It's named for Alba.
I love her. Oh, God. Jessica Alba definitely tastes like caramel. Like Carmel Richmond, the old age home around the corner from my house.
That would have been really funny to people that would have had a clue about what you're talking about.
Yeah, Carmel Richmond is a rehabilitation old age home around here. So, sorry. All right, so Lisa Berzin's crossed off the list. Wait, there was something else. Oh, so as long as we're talking about singers being crazy and doing bad stuff, even I wouldn't say fat, ugly, bad singers because I'm in love with Christina Aguilera, other than Jessica Alba and Lisa Berzins. Those are the ones she got into a brawl and she's all slinged up.
Really?
I don't know any of the stories about it. I don't know anything other than the fact that she got into a fight with a drunken fan and she has her arm in a sling now. Nothing was broken. Nothing was sprained. It was bad. It was bad for her. She got hurt. Sorry, I just read the sentence. Maybe she shoved it in her box.
She's a little street brawler.
What it comes down to, this is my whole point in bringing it up. Maybe this borders on a little bit weird. Maybe it borders on something a little nutty.
You wish she was pregnant?
I think there's something a little bit sexy about a girl in a sling.
Maybe, yeah.
Could you see it? A little bit sexy.
I think you're thinking of Christina Aguilera in a sling.
Okay, I'm not saying that if I saw a 400-pound, you know, woman walking down
the
block
with
her arm.
I don't think it's the sling. I think it's her in a sling because you're just envisioning her in any way. If I told you, if you know, maybe Jessica Alba in Dirty Diapers, you would start thinking that Dirty Diapers were
kind of
sexy.
Hot. Yeah,
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying.
No. Here's the thing. Given the choice, now that Runner's coming back to the room, I want him in here on this. Christina Aguilera walking down the street dressed a little bit sexy. You want it. Christina Aguilera walking down the street a little bit sexy with her arm in a sling. A little bit sexier?
If her arm's broken?
Not necessarily broken, just in a sling.
Yeah, what if it's just a style thing?
Oh, like Nelly with the Band-Aid?
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but yeah, I figured it out from you saying it, but...
Yeah, you're not familiar with...
Big Daddy Kane? I don't know, his name is Kane, but somebody had a cane.
Big Daddy Kane was awesome.
Somebody used to walk with... I met him once.
Anything goes when it comes to hoes, because pimping ain't easy. Pimping ain't easy. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
That's Big Daddy Kane?
That's Big Daddy Kane.
Everything sounds weird.
Oh, you have different...
Do you find Jessica Alba with maggots coming out of her nose sexy? That's what's been proposed in the room.
I'd be into it. Yeah, no, okay, what? Seriously, okay. No, I wouldn't particularly care for that, all right? I mean, I was being shticky, I was being silly. But seriously, a girl with her arm in a sling, you don't think it's a little bit sexier?
I think she was sexy the other day when she was in her usual...
And we're going past that. We're not talking about, is Christina Aguilera sexy? We're talking about, can you not see how maybe a girl a little bit injured might make her a little cuter?
No. I'm sorry. That.
Okay. Okay. Matter of fact, the way you said it, like, I'm totally nutty, I'm totally crazy.
Did you give her the injury, or did someone else give
it? No, someone else did. I'm saying just a girl in a sling you don't think is a little bit cute?
No.
A girl with a little bit of paunch belly from being pregnant you don't think is a little cute?
No.
That maybe. I don't know about the pregnant thing. I don't want something in there.
A girl peeing in her own pants because she couldn't hold it anymore, you don't think that's a little bit cute?
No, we had this conversation.
How about because she didn't want to hold it
and
anymore?
And we weren't on the radio.
Wait, because she didn't want to? Then I'm going to put her in a sling when I break her off for not holding it long enough. I don't know. I guess I'm crazy. I think it's a little bit sexy about it.
Did she tell that girl she was sorry?
I don't even know if it was a girl.
Oh.
Could have been a guy. Could have been. I don't know. I just know it was a drunken fan. Christina Aguilera. I'm crossing
the lady that
list.
Ate the whipped cream should say she's sorry if she wants to eat in there again.
A girl passing out from Ready Whip, hitting her head on the floor and bleeding on the floor, definitely sexier than if she was just walking in the store on her own. Well, I mean, if she was just standing in the store. Just, you know, personal thing.
She should apologize.
I'm the one that's messed up.
Christina Aguilera, no arms and legs, sexy as hell.
Boxing Christina.
In all honesty, I don't find anything sexy about amputees, but that is a legit normal fetish. That, like, have you ever seen Gallery magazine?
No, but I know about the amputee.
Oh no, not Gallery, Nugget magazine. Nugget always has girls with arms and legs and heads cut off.
It's called Nugget. I mean, I love girls with heads cut off.
It's so sexy.
Walking around headless.
A full body cast and only certain things exposed.
I love mummies.
Oh, God. Honestly. You're going to tell me if you got your girl wrapped in cloths, you wouldn't be so aroused.
I love girls on one crutch. Two crutches is gross, though.
Hey, man, I'm just saying this. I think it's something a little bit hot.
I love when girls slip, too. That's so funny. I mean, so sexy.
Did anyone see this Paul Roma picture yet with the iron cheek? And I think that's possibly Edge running around in the background.
No, it's Chris Jericho. That's why he's asking Chris Jericho for help in the picture.
Oh, sorry. I'm fucking
But weird. Why I said she should say she's sorry... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, it's okay.
Why I said she should say she's sorry is because apparently in certain places, if you want to eat now, you need to apologize.
Oh, like if you're, say, Japanese?
In China.
And if you go to a certain Manchurian restaurant?
You have Japanese people in... Is Manchuria the... is it still the name? Oh, it's a former Manchuria now.
Okay. I knew it was something along those lines, yeah.
It's a place in China, and Japanese customers must apologize. They must apologize for their country's wartime occupation of China if they want to eat in there.
Is it really that wrong? Yeah, obviously it's ridiculous. Obviously it's ridiculous.
It's just kind of funny, though.
It amuses me. I saw the story in the paper, and I got a little chuckle out of it. I just didn't see where it would go from there. I just don't know. I don't know what you're... Like, what would you compare that to?
I just think it's funny that this country is always, you know... The usual suspect of lunatics that always equate everything in this country to fascism. Like this is a country where people, because of their ethnicity, are being forced to apologize before they can eat in a restaurant. I don't think that would be happening here.
Just so you understand, in this... I was just going to say something about Japan. It had nothing to do with this Chinese place.
They have the sun on the flag?
In the 50s, they used to make the Japanese people ride in the back of the bus when they were eating their fish in the morning because it stunk up the rest of the bus.
In all honesty, I don't have no problem with that. They should, if you're eating, not because they're Japanese, if you're eating fish in public, you should be killed.
I worked at a job that at 7 o'clock we used to take a break, and there were it was a pretty high Asian population. And they would put their fish heads in the microwave and stink up the entire place.
See, and that's, to me, has nothing to do with Asian. Has to do with just filthy habits. I'm not concerned.
But
with
how do you eat that early in the morning? I understand it's energy, right? It's brain food.
You're asking me as though I've eaten fish heads. I have absolutely no idea.
I can't even explain. Eat that like yum.
You've never woken up first thing in the morning. You've never woken up first thing in the morning and had like a slice of cold pizza from the night before.
Beer.
Have you ever woken up first thing in the morning and had like pizza first thing in the morning?
Yes.
Beer is a different thing entirely. That's.
I've also woken up in the morning and drank my own urine, but I still think fish heads would be worse.
Were you wearing a sling when you drank that urine?
No, I peed in a Mountain Dew bottle and I couldn't tell the color and I drank it. Realized when it was going down.
Did you remember that you peed in a bottle or did you wake up and say,
nah,
that doesn't really look like the one I pissed in?
Nah, I just opened it up and I took a swig and I was like, this doesn't taste like Mountain Dew. And then I kind of thought about it and then it kind of flashed back to me really quick exactly what happened the night before.
That must have been rough finishing it.
No. Yeah. Finishing it, forget it.
I'm a peeing in a bottle, baby.
Peeing in a bottle. But if Christina Aguilera was in a sling, had a soft cast on her ankle, and she was peeing in a bottle, I'd probably date her twice.
Well, I don't think there was a question as to whether she's doable in any state. Any state.
I heard Arkansas isn't into her.
She's filthy there. I just think it's hot. All right. I think a little bit of an injury. Some like a girl twisted her ankle a little bit. Maybe she has a little limp. Cute. A girl with glasses. Her eyes aren't as good as mine. I love her. You know, a little sexy little things. Like, I'm not saying like a girl with her head cut off, although that's kind of hot too. But like I'm not saying like amputees, and it's like, you know, just like a slight injury, a small injury. A girl's had spinal surgery. Hot as hell.
What about a girl with no knees?
What? She's just like stiff or nothing there from the knees down?
No, she's just stiff. She goes down to the leg, but there's just no knee to cause bending, so she's like this.
I would absolutely have to break that for her so to and make them bend.
No, you can't destroy her. You have to accept her for who she is.
And I couldn't be with her.
So Connecticut has outlawed pot suckers lollipops, pot flavored lollipops.
Tastes like pot smoke or tastes like pot leaves?
I don't know. It tastes like pot. They didn't go into that detail in the story.
Like you're eating a nugget?
To me, it seems disgusting. It seems 100% disgusting. And granted,
I think it's a novelty product, but for some reason, they're selling it, and they started selling it in candy stores and.
Stormy.
Didn't they already get rid of that?
What, candy stores? They
no,
still
the,
exist.
The weed-flavored candy. They're selling it in Brooklyn.
I don't think in Connecticut they got rid of it yet. If they get rid of Heroin Punch, I'm going to be so mad.
Wow. Cocaine-scented nose spray? Cocaine-scented air freshener.
What about brand new Coke? Coke is my favorite.
In all honesty, the only reason I ever liked cocaine at all is just because I thought it smelled so good. It was the only reason I had anything to do with it.
How about meth dip?
Well, like a little like the little packet you can put it inside the inside your gum and you get a little speeded up.
Or like obviously pixie sticks should be some sort of narcotic.
Welch's dust.
It could be anything.
I couldn't.
Welch's diesel.
That honestly, one of the worst flavors ever, or the single worst flavor ever. Would you rather lick a pile of?
What?
I'm trying to think of what.
Are you sure it wasn't disgusting before I walked into this room?
No. It definitely was.
Oh.
But it got a little bit filthier. It always does. If the high was not involved, the taste of diesel, the taste of angel dust, probably.
I've
the
never
word,
done it, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, man, this is one of the most disappointing conversations in the world. Never done angel dust. What was the other thing you didn't do earlier today?
You never did
Ready Whip?
Yeah.
You're crazy. I don't know. To be quite honest, I'm a little bit disappointed with you, so much so that I think I'm going to need to walk away from the microphone, collect my thoughts, and think about how I could possibly even go on with this show.
How already? It's not 10 o'clock yet.
No, we never took a break.
Oh.
How you could not go on?
What? What do you even say? Oh, I'm just making excuses for why I have to walk away from the microphone so you can play the break music and we can take that 5-minute break.
I just got here.
Maybe you and Runner could switch places and he can go in his normal, natural position and we can go on with our show normally. I just want to go to the bathroom.
Okay. I have no
penis-flavored napkin.
So you want to sort the music that I had in there, and we could say we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes on the Brown Lodge on Radio BBQ.
I've done drugs that would blow your mind tonight. Real fine tonight. Blow your mind tonight. Out of my mind tonight. Tonight. Going out of my mind. Tonight. Out of my mind tonight. Blow you blind tonight. I'd like to come along. Where you going, man? Can I come wherever it is, man? I'll do your dope. I'll be a dope man. Out of the mist, there's a pimp. Out of the mist, there's a hooker. Out of the mist, there's a priest. Out of the mist, out of the mist, how could I miss you with your drugs? Out of the mist, how could I miss you with your druggy ways? Out of the mist, out of the mist, out of the mist, I kissed your lovely drug-filled lips. You sleazy prostitute, where's your pimp friend? Where's your pimp friend and your priest? As he stood there and lectured to me on his yeast infection. Fucking priest with a yeast infection. Out of the mist, I kissed your drug-filled lips.
Sure you that I need.
And just like that, just that quick, the magic continues.
The Knicks are terrible.
The New York Knicks are terrible.
My vagina tastes like plastic powder on a sunny day.
See, there's that filth angle. We're doing Stephen A. Smith. He doesn't like it to be dirty. Stephen A. Smith is clean as hell.
How do you know?
He's racist as hell.
You thought Bill O'Reilly was a nice guy, probably, right?
Certainly not.
Oh, you always knew that he was a filthy pig behind...
I didn't know he was filthy pig, but I didn't think he was a nice guy.
You think that big fat guy takes a lot of pills? Before or after?
I honestly don't even believe that he did take pills.
Get out of here.
I think it's a conspiracy.
That was Rush Limbaugh.
The wetbacks will get you hooked on anything. So we are the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
One of the few things I really don't enjoy at all.
When I plug our show?
No, just making fun of... All right, thanks, everybody.
Hey, we're done. I just feel like starting trouble. Rough day.
You know, when you say things like that and it hurts my feelings, it makes me feel bad, it makes me want to say to you, you know what, dude?
What?
Something that I have, you know, I'm trying to segue. Something I thought about earlier today. It's got nothing to do with what you just said. For some unknown reason today, I had a random thought. I was driving the cab, and I saw a kid riding a bike down the block. And I remember when I was about 14 years old, I got a really cool bike, a really cool freestyle bike. I got a Dyno Comp 2. Showing my age. If anyone out there knows what that is, they'll show their age too. It was a cool freestyle bike at the time, and someone from my neighborhood had like a Mongoose, which is a cool bike, but not quite as cool as a Dyno. More of a race.
Dynos are expensive.
Yeah, they were. They weren't crazy. I mean, they were probably like $400 or $500, something like that. However, so some kid in the neighborhood started making fun of the bike because it was purple and pink, and he was making fun of me for it. And my response to him was, dude, this bike costs more than your dad makes in a week. And
Whoa, you got him. Okay. You got him good.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, you got him.
I understand. Here's the thing.
But you got him.
I understand.
Oh.
Here's the thing, though.
Sorry.
Did I get him?
No, I was trying to help you. Go. Team.
I never understood why, to me, that was a thing to say. And it wasn't like a thing that I just said that once. This was a thing that people would say to insult each other in my neighborhood. And it wasn't like we were from a rich neighborhood or anything like that. And it boggled my mind to me, like, dude, this costs more than your dad makes in a week. It was just such an odd insult to me. And it's something, I guess, that you guys can't relate to at all, because the looks on both of your faces are just like, this is such an odd thing to even say to someone.
No, I know of that being said, but I kind of understand it.
I've just never had it said to me.
It just doesn't make that much money.
But
if anybody knew,
nobody's dad's going to spend a week's salary on a bike.
The thing is, the kid's father worked for the sanitation department. He definitely made a lot of money. And it was just like, that was like the insult. Like, that was the snap.
So he should have said, big deal, my dad's going to be picking that up in the morning.
You know? But see, the point wasn't the discussion between me and him about this bike. The fact was, like, that this was the way that we would snap on each other, that we were busting on each other. We were running the dozens on each other, talking about your dad not making enough money to afford this in a week. It just seemed like an odd insult to me. No more odd than, say, your mom has a wooden leg with a kickstand or something like that. Actually, that's probably a lot more odd. But it was just, you know, something I thought of.
What about your mother wears combat boots?
Oh, dude.
So what?
Are you serious? She does not.
Your mother's got a mouth in the back of her head and a bitch shoe like this.
Visual comedy.
Your mom's so sure she can play handball on the curb?
You see, your mama's stuff I got for the most part, but stuff like the wooden leg with a kickstand, the mouth in the back of her head, combat boots, I didn't get those, but we thought they were hilarious for some reason. Your mom's like an Oreo cookie, always getting licked in the middle.
Well, what about your mother?
Never heard that one.
Your mother. That was one.
Your mother was a sick one. Yo,
it
bro,
it wasn't
mother.
Even like anything about it. It was just like, yo, your mother.
Hey, just a segue for 2 seconds. That picture with Paul Roma, if you look at the iron cheek, he has a glob of jizz on his chin.
Sexy.
Yeah.
owned. The Iron Sheik got owned in that.
He was going for the impression that he was sucking off the llama before the poop went down.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And the police will be knocking on your door any minute. Hallelujah.
For making a dirty picture?
No, because his mama has a wooden leg with a kickstand.
Sick.
Look at that.
How does she get combat boots for that?
That's so weird.
I have no idea.
Is that Bon Jovi on your shirt? Oh, no.
Ziggy
yes.
Marley.
Yes, it is.
You gaining weight?
Yes. Thank you. By the way, I want to take a moment to say something serious. You're listening to The Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. You can also check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat, or you can call us on the hotline, 718-360-1413.
What's that?
718-360-1413. Aside from this, what I honestly think seriously, I'm going to make a serious statement for a minute, totally not a joke at all. If you have any sort of money that you want to give away, which I don't really have a lot of, and by a lot of, I don't mean any of. If you have any money that you want to give away, you should call 1-800-4-JIMMY-V. 1-800-4-JIMMY-V. ESPN is doing a thing today. It's for the Jim Valvano Cancer Society, and they're taking donations and stuff today. They're doing like a big fundraising thing. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take it to a serious thing. I'm being 100% serious. You're
waiting. Was he Jimmy Valiant's tag team partner?
No, he wasn't. He was a basketball coach that he was. He was a really good basketball coach, college basketball coach, and he died of cancer like 20 years ago probably. And today is just a day that ESPN was doing something. They were doing a fundraiser for this particular thing, and it was something that moved me. That's all. Sorry, didn't mean. I know you're looking, waiting for the punchline. It's not coming. I'm being serious.
I'm just looking for something to throw in.
1-800-4-JIMMY-V. It's something to. I think it's a nice thing. I actually did call, and I actually did donate $20 today.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
Well, I got a number you can donate money to. 718-360-1413.
I actually donate a bill to it at the end of every month. I already donate to that number. I don't know.
Well, I'm just sad now.
Sorry.
100K, you got anything? Yeah, I haven't heard you in a while.
Yeah, I've been around.
Oh.
Hanging out.
Come on down.
You guys want
to join the party.
You guys want to talk about some other filthy, horrible things that happened in the world? You want to talk about me almost getting held up yesterday morning driving cab?
What?
Me. Almost getting held up driving cab. Not really held up, but a guy tried to rob me, but he didn't really try. He was going to go for it. Well, I was no gun or no knife or no weapon or anything like that. He was asking me he had me drive him all over the place, and he wanted me to drop him off at the Home Depot in Park Hill, the projects, at 7 o'clock in the morning because he had to go buy a circular saw before they were open. And he kept asking me if I had change of a 50 or a 100.
A 50 or a 100?
Yeah.
But,
dude, I got to go 3 blocks. Can you change 1,000?
And, you know, those circular cells are on sale this week. They're only like $3.99. Everything about that whole story sounds like crazy fishy.
But he refused to pay me in advance, too, because he doesn't believe in that. He doesn't think cabs should get money in advance.
Do you always get paid in advance?
If it's over a certain amount of money,
if
yes.
It's a crackhead that's trying to rob you.
If it's a guy going for a circular saw and keeps asking you for change of money buy the saw with.
He was going to get a circular saw. I picked him up from the hospital where he told me he just got out of open heart surgery. True story. Not his, mine.
How do you know his wasn't true?
I'm just saying. So that's my getting. That's my almost getting robbed story.
Chris, that's really terrible. Were you nervous? Because I mean, I'm
not particularly. He didn't have a weapon. He weighed all of, I don't know, 120. I'm sure that I could have just thrown him and pulled away if I needed to. You know, I didn't see any weapon. I had. Do you know what? The one time I was afraid, though, I'm saying $1.20. The one time I was afraid was there were like teenage girls in the back of the car that I was almost certain were playing with a gun in the back of the car, but I couldn't see it from my vantage point. It just sounded like it.
Because you thought it was just going to go off because they had no clue what they were doing.
Or no, I thought they might have shot me. I don't know. That was a legitimate fear. But that was the only time I was afraid in the cab. Because whatever, if I get robbed, they get robbed. What am I going to do?
Well, no. That would be horrible. I can't just imagine the fear. Like, seriously, like when you actually have that suspicion that, you know, I mean, I drove a cab for a couple days and I felt like that a couple times just because I had a bunch of, you know, homeless people haggling for money in the back and I knew it was going to be a hard time. I wouldn't even open the trunk to let their stuff out, even though, you know, probably wasn't worth it.
You could have sold it all for a buck.
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad, and everybody was screaming at one another, and no one knew what they were going to do. But it's not a good feeling. Yeah, believe me, I've been on the other side of muggings way too many times.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a good feeling by any stretch, but it wasn't. I wouldn't go so far as to say that it was fear that I felt. It was just like, this is an annoying thing now. Because I wasn't legitimately afraid that the guy was going to do anything. The girls in the back seat that I said that I could have swore had a gun back there, that scared me.
Did they have little black diamonds tattooed on them?
No. That was another whole gang. Know anything about the Black Diamonds?
Yeah, it's a song by Kiss. Black Diamond! Paul Stanley sung it, and he wears a singlet with a lot of studs on it.
Well, what I'm talking about the Black Diamonds are there was a girl who was sitting in the front seat of my cab, because I had a full cab, a black girl, and I dropped her off at the Staten Island Mall, and as she got out of the car, the crack of her ace started showing a little bit, and because he was wearing a short, like low rider jeans and like a midriff shirt, even though she was fat as hell. And as she bent, just went to get out of the car, I looked over and I saw a black diamond tattooed right at the top of the crack of her ass.
She's a sim?
Black diamond with like little sparkles coming out of it.
Okay.
How much later? 6 months later, maybe? A year later?
DMX.
A different girl gets out of the car, and I happen to turn and see that in the crack of her ass, definitely 100% not the same girl, black diamond tattooed on her ass, at the crack of her ass. Black diamond gang.
Wing.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I got to ask you something about robberies.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about the black diamonds.
Did you hear? No, I don't want to get into that. They're going to know.
Okay.
Did you hear about what happened in Chicago, LaSalle Bank? A guy robbed a bank in a drive-thru?
No.
The way he robbed it is he dropped into that big tumbler, that big tin thing that you spin around, and he dropped the robbery note through, and the teller put the money in and handed it back to him, and he just drove away. That, honestly, is the closest ever to a phone-in robbery that I've ever seen. Like, that's basically the equivalent of him calling up and saying, "Send this money to me, I'm robbing you."
What could the note have possibly said?
I'm robbing you.
I'm going to crash. Well, I mean, I'm going to crash in there and run you over and kill you. Did it say anything like that?
No, I don't know. We didn't hear. The FBI is investigating it for some reason, not just the local police. Even the state police.
Did the girl who filled that thing up and handed the money away, does she date him?
Well, it was her brother, but they don't think it was related.
It had nothing to do with it. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. As long as we're talking about robberies, the NYPD committed a heinous robbery at the PlayStation and New York Players Club. Do you know the legality of gambling?
Not really.
If you're not an Indian, you can't do it?
Is that really true?
You can't own a place.
Okay. What about a club, like a poker club?
I think, isn't it all licensing? Isn't it all you have to get some sort of a license, and they won't really give you a license if you just, like, say, like, sports betting is illegal in New York, so you can't open up a sports betting place, but in Vegas you can do it.
Or even, like, if you opened up, like, a pizza place, you couldn't just start selling beer without a liquor license.
Yeah, I think it's the same idea.
Exact same thing.
I think there's a little more to it. I think there's a little more to it.
The Bureau of Firearms, Tobacco, Alcohol, and Dice.
And CeeLo.
There's something a little more to it. I don't know what the specifics are, but there was a poker club that or two poker clubs, the PlayStation New York Players Club, that the police went into and busted up, and they confiscated like $100,000 in money and arrested like 39 people that worked there. And I'm trying to understand. The thing is, what's happening in New York? I don't remember if it was today or tomorrow. They're going to be staging a protest against the fact that this happened by having poker gambling in front of the police station. And they're going to play for pennies in front of it in protest. And I'm trying to understand the legality. Is the gambling itself illegal, or is it the establishment having gambling illegal, or is it if the establishment is taking a cut of the money that makes it illegal? Again, this is something that I wish we had a producer for that I could look into.
I think gambling is illegal.
We
period.
Do, don't we? Who do we have?
Bax is in Alabama, and Keith, I fight. We haven't hit any. We've been flying solo for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I knew, because the thing is, like, OTB. Why is OTB legal in New York?
What are you talking about? It's not illegal.
Why is it legal in New York?
Oh, legal? I don't know. Old men need something to do.
Okay, but you're not following the point of my discussions. I'm trying to find out what is the legality of this gambling issue. Again, I wish we had a producer to find this stuff out, but we don't.
I'll find out.
Thank you.
Hey, Maura!
I'll get on that.
Why is OTB legal in New York? And bring that stat, huh?
There's an OTB TV station here.
There we go.
Yeah, there is. You can
they don't have that on satellite TV, apparently.
No, they don't.
Do you know how many people have at the job I don't have? The amount of people that have tried to get cable service at the job I don't have because they return their satellite TV because they can't get the OTB channel.
That's an odd little thing.
Oh, and speaking of cable TV, what does Comcast have to do with Google? I went on Google before and it said Google by Microsoft Internet Explorer powered by Comcast.
I guess it's a company. They're connected.
Oh, that's what it is.
Comcast Cable. Comcast's a cable company.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Good
job.
They apparently...
You can be the intern.
They apparently
work
together.
You got two jobs.
Yeah, no, I have no idea what Comcast and Google have to do with each other.
Yeah, what do they? Comcast would be like a Roadrunner.
No, but he's saying when you go to Google, it says powered by Comcast. Like, there was probably a merger. You don't read the business pages? The business
mergers
pages
are everything. I hate mergers.
Business influx is terrible. Making money is terrible. Searching for porn is acceptable.
By the way, before anything started today, my intention when the show started, when I thought that 100K wasn't going to be here and a new runner wasn't going to be here and I thought it was just going to be me starting the show, I was going to open up the show by talking about a little touchy issue. Star of Illegally Yours.
Rob Lowe?
Star of
Colleen Camp?
The star of Illegally Yours is 100K's favorite movie. Robert Chambers is going to jail.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Robert Chambers
90
going,
days.
To, going to jail for...
90 days in the hole. Nothing to him.
90 days in the hole.
It's nothing to him.
For heroin and cocaine that was found in his...
I'm sure he'd rather not be going, but...
What do you do, like 15 years, nothing, 20 years?
That dude is schooled in the art of going to Rikers Island.
I'm just saying it's just something that bothered me. I just wanted to say I'm not a fan of Robert Chambers.
Don't get me wrong, some dude's gonna kick his ass, but
I'm not a fan of
he
Robert
knows the
Chambers.
Rules now.
I'm not a fan of illegal drug use. I'm not a fan of murdering girls in the park. And that's why I'll never watch the movie Illegally Yours. Just my own personal feeling on the matter. That's all.
So you're not gonna watch The West Wing?
No, I love that movie.
Why?
No, I never saw that either.
I don't watch The West Wing.
I don't watch it because of Robert Chambers.
Really? Anyway. I don't watch it because Martin Sheen's more boring than this piece of wood right here.
Anybody what?
Anybody used to watch The Practice?
Yeah, you know what?
No.
I like law shows. I love Law and Order, but I only watched The Practice on reruns, I think, once it was over. But it's a good show.
Did you see when James Spader was on it?
Honestly, I think one of the girls on that show is so adorable.
The secretary, probably, right?
No, not Gia. Not Gia from Full House. No, not adorable, but I think the girl that was on Medical Investigation's really pretty. I don't know her name. She has blonde hair. She was the one that got thrown in jail for murdering somebody in self-defense, I think. Do you watch that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know a girl that you're talking about, but the show transformed. It actually stayed with the same creator and made Boston Legal.
Right, okay.
And, like, kind of, like, slipped in, like, a quarter of the cast because everybody kept on dropping off the whole time. And then they wound up having, like, William Shatner and the Murphy Brown chick.
Dermot Mulroney and...
No, they were already gone. They were way gone.
Okay.
And then it kind of, like, getting scared.
Lara Flynn Stick isn't on the show
either. Gone. Long gone. Yeah, she's... Whew, that microphone stand, like, puts it to shame. But...
Yeah, really.
I want to know what happened to it because it just disappeared off the map. And I was actually trying to get into it. even though it had like one of the some of the worst camera work in history, like every word it would kind of jump up on your face, like it, if it was like hi, I'm 100K, it would zoom in on everything that you say, and it almost it actually made me sick the first couple times I watched it. But I love James Spader and his sarcastic attitude. But I'm really dying to know what happened. And if anybody has DVDs out there, just send it to 652 Evergreen Terrace, 659 Richmond. And
Virginia.
That was my question of the night.
Because I really like that show. I can answer it.
And I'm boring Chris. He's sucking on his finger. I'm just going to stop talking.
No, it's not that. I have absolutely nothing to add because I know nothing about any of these TV shows. So I just sit back and let you guys go because you have a thing with this. I don't know about practices. I don't know about L.A. Law. I don't know about L.A. Law. That's it. I don't know anything.
I can answer that question.
What was the Venus Butterfly? Does anybody know that?
I can answer that. No, I can't answer that for you, but I can answer the Boston Legal question for you.
Go for it.
It was canceled.
But without warning?
Without warning. No, I'm actually just kidding. I think it went on like they took it off the air because
they canceled Family Guy.
There was some
guy.
Kind of ratings already. The new one?
No, I mean they bring it back like 9 times.
No, I think they had every intention of bringing it back this September, but for some reason they just pulled it off the air because they didn't like the way it was going. But I don't know if they're gonna rechange. They changed Boston Public too. Did you used to watch Boston Public?
No, that's
they brought
that
in Michael Rapaport.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, I like him.
The white, the reddest black dude ever. They brought him into the show, and they brought
You know, you're the most beautiful girl ever, right?
The if six was nine, what was the name from
That's
one of the
Jimmy
Star
Hendrix
Trek
song.
Shows?
Oh,
really, really ugly.
Jerry Ryan.
Jerry Ryan.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's disgusting.
I don't know into her, but yeah, they brought her on the show too. So they're retooling.
I gotta be honest. I think Jerry Ryan's pretty damned unattractive. I think her face is a horror show. What does a horse have to do with anything?
I'm driving my moose out of here.
She's an unattractive girl. She's got a dope body, and she's got a horrible face that looks like a messed up nightmare of sex.
I like Boston Legal. You know who was gorgeous on that show? Quincy Jones' daughter. I don't know her name, though.
Michael Jackson?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was him.
Dope,
that was a trial I
dope
was watching
Jones.
Anyway. Quincetta, I think her name is. I don't know why that's funny. That childish joke, but it made me laugh.
Made me giggle.
I make myself laugh sometimes.
I have a funny question that I want to ask as long as we're talking about Boston. 100K, why is your girlfriend obsessed with trying to insult me for being fat over and over again every week in the chat?
You know what? I don't even look at what she's saying. She's always...
Every week she just likes to talk to me about the fact that I'm gay and I'm fat and I sound like a jerk. Every week. It's starting to start to...
I think she has a crush on you. And
it's
she's
starting to really,
like
really hurt
grade.
My feelings.
You know how, like, when you're a little, like you know, like a first grade girl, and she pokes you and stuff, but she really wants to...
Yeah, I think
you know,
she likes
go,
you.
That's pretty much what's happening.
I don't know if she wants to vomit on you, but I think she likes you.
It's starting to hurt my feelings. That's all I'm going to say about it. The thing is, you guys are talking about your little law shows and stuff here, your little ones, your little programs.
I just like James Spader.
I do love Boston Common, too. She's right about that.
You're talking about television shows that I don't know anything about. So I'm just kind of sitting back and looking. I'm listening to what you guys are doing, and I tried to revert to the chat room, and I'm getting lambasted. I'm being told I sound like comic book guy looks.
You're skinny.
There you go.
You are skinnier than me, I think.
Really is. Actually, it's not true. It's not true.
And now they'll be able to figure us out in the picture.
Yeah, just so you know, you guys, we've seen on a lot of these images, there's talking about how 100K does some groping and stuff and things. I think you guys are confused about who's who. 100K is the bald guy. Runner is the Lara Flynn Boyle built guy.
The guy that was wearing a hat.
I'll fight
picture.
You both.
Okay, why would there have to be a fight involved? You're a skinny dude.
I'm just trying to, you know, to prove my Lara Flynn Boyle-ness.
Does she fight?
It's a...
I don't even understand.
$1 million baby, you know.
Lara Flynn Boyle got a bunch of gifts from Jack Nicholson, like $15,000 worth of Christmas gifts, and she returned them all the next day. Got the cash.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell would she need the cash for?
I don't know. Because there's no food ever going anywhere near her bloodstream, so...
She bought it all in Italian
right
bread. I'd like 15 grand in ramen noodles. Was that four for a dollar?
She bought a $15,000 shake for the day, her month's meal.
You know, you guys, all this talk...
It was made out of guinea pig.
All this talking about food has got me starving over here. You know what I ate for the first time today?
What?
That bar I gave you?
No, I don't eat carbohydrates anymore.
Cocoa Puffs?
That's carbohydrates. I won't touch that crap anymore.
Oh.
And I just don't want a cereal bar. Actually, I eat carbohydrates every day. Because what I'm about to tell you that I ate is dill pickle flavored potato chips by Lay's. Holy effing delicious. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring everything to a screeching halt because I love pickle chips.
Ew.
It's the most... Have you ever had salt and vinegar?
Ugh. Yeah, you've given to me.
I don't like...
I fucking hate them.
I don't eat salt and vinegar anymore.
You
used to? When they first came out, I probably tried them. I was never a big salt and vinegar guy. But, no, you know who used to be a big salt and vinegar people? Michelle and Laura were big salt and vinegar girls.
I threw out my Goodfellas CD.
So that's it?
That.
We're just sitting in the room now.
No, we're talking about Friends. He's saying that I'm the salt and vinegar. I'm the salt and vinegar guy, and I'm not. It's someone else that we know that's salt and vinegary. But anyway, pickle flavored potato chips are very close to salt and vinegar, but they've got more dill to them, and they're absolutely delicious. What about potato chips? Aren't they tasty?
Not the crunchy ones. I'm really not into those kettle potato chips, actually, which I think you adore.
The mesquite barbecue kettle chips?
I'm pretty sure I've cut the inside of my mouth
deli
open
chips.
On that.
Those are good.
You can cut the roof of your mouth with cheese doodles, though.
Weren't there some country... A cottage
on what planet have you ever cut the roof of your mouth with a cheese doodle?
You've never made the top of your mouth have problems with puffed cheese doodles.
No.
You eat?
They taste like vomit sometimes.
Have you ever eaten tons of...
Only when you regurgitate them.
That's definitely not true. I could see that if you burp it up, it could almost smell like vomit to
you. They kind of smell like vomit in the bag to me. Not the crunchy ones.
Doritos smell like spoiled milk, though, too. But you've never... Okay, have you ever sat and eaten an entire bag of cheese doodles puffed? Because I have.
And an entire bag?
I've sat and eaten an entire bag. You know what? Maybe your girlfriend is, right? I am kind of fat. If you eat that, the roof of your mouth can get torn apart from puffed cheese doodles. And if you guys don't agree, you're just insane.
Rockport, Massachusetts finally lifted their ban on alcohol.
What?
What are you talking about?
Rockport, Massachusetts lifted their ban on alcohol that had been lasting since 1933. That had been lasting. That was intelligence for you there. Their 72-year ban on alcohol was lifted, and somebody had a $7.50 glass of Grey Goose vodka on the rocks. They lifted it because people wouldn't vacation there because they couldn't get sauced. Sossamined, if you will.
Sounds like a cookie.
I feel bad for them, yeah. Pepperidge Farms Sossamins are delicious.
Would there be walnuts in there or just almonds?
No, little explosive bursts of tomato sauce.
Or just like little hunks of sausage.
Oh, that would be awesome. Like a nice oatmeal cookie with little pockets of sauce in there and little sausage bites. Delicious.
Bites.
You know, the space shuttle went up in the air today, Discovery.
Did it?
I don't know, actually. It was supposed to.
No, I don't think so. I think there was problems.
No, there were problems, but I think it was scheduled to go off today anyway. Do you know what the problem was? A window cover fell off yesterday because it was...
Sorry, you said winder. It's come to the point where I'm laughing at you saying winder. Go ahead.
A window cover, oh God almighty. Now I'm being mocked. Now I'm just being mocked. It hurts my feelings. A window cover fell off the space shuttle because it was taped on. Why are you throwing things at me?
I'm getting a request to.
Bye.
Okay, any violence will satisfy me.
What the hell's going on right now?
I'm reading.
Okay, what are you reading? We're on the radio doing a
I'm reading instant messages and people, I'm getting requests.
Who are you getting requests from to hit me?
Canadian Metal asked me to punch you, but I said you were too far away.
For what? Because I like cheese doodles?
No, I'm actually not.
I don't see that.
No, it doesn't really have a reason. He's just going for random violence.
Okay.
He actually said it. Okay, any violence will satisfy me.
Fantastic.
And considering, I want to keep our fans happy. And our friends, which you guys have become now on RadioBBQ.net and TheBrownLodge.com, 718-360-1413. What are you crossing out? Stop throwing things at me at when we're on the air?
No, I crossed out pickle chips.
Oh, you don't have to cross that out. You can keep going. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done talking about it. That's all. No. That's what I was crossing out.
I'm sorry.
I think people should type log instead of lol.
Hey, wait. They have ketchup chips, right?
Pretty gross. Keith's favorite. Ugh. 100K's favorite, sorry.
Ketchup's the worst.
Make more money than your dad makes in a week. Cross that off. Poker protesters. Cross that off. Space shuttle taped window. We'll cross that off. In eastern Chicago, the city turned off a streetlight that was...
the Shadow of Jesus streetlight?
That was making
a
shadow...
The image of Jesus?
The Shadow of Jesus cast on the ground.
There was a fist fight over there. What was that fist fight about?
I wish I knew.
Jesus with a beard. No, Jesus without a beard.
He shaved. Jesus shaves. The NHL is back.
And all right.
I
like the sound of ping pong. I like the sound of hockey. That's not the sound. But.
I'm thinking that since they're bringing it back, and I've never followed hockey ever in my life, I'm thinking in September I'm going to start. I think I'm gonna get into it. I think this is going to be my year for loving hockey.
Who are you going to follow? Do you have a team yet?
Well, I used to like the Chicago Blackhawks when I played Sega 95, NHL 95,
yeah.
Because they had a really good goalie in the uh-huh. game. I don't know. I think maybe I want to go for the Avalanche.
What if you went local?
What? Oh, like the Rangers or Islanders or something? No way. I would have nothing to do with that. I'm not into being a homer.
Really?
Not even a little bit.
I hate the Rangers.
I think I want to go. I think I'm either going to go for like the Colorado Avalanche. Or,
it was almost an avalanche off the chair just now. I tried to balance myself and bad stuff happened.
It'd be funny if you fell. But didn't get hurt. No hurt. Keep going. The Colorado Avalanche.
What about the Minnesota North Stars?
I didn't even know that was a team.
They're the Minnesota Stars. They used to be the Dallas North Stars.
Dallas.
Why don't you just follow the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim?
Are they still a team? I thought they got sold.
No, they're a team.
Disney owns them, right?
They got sold. They just got dissed.
Sold.
That was the word of the day.
I don't know. What's another good hockey team should be?
I think you should like the Islanders, honestly, so you can hate the Rangers.
Stop it. I'm not going to be involved in any of that horse crap. I don't like the local team.
The locals?
What's another hockey team? You know what? I love the Avalanche. That's it. I love the Colorado Avalanche, and that's about all I love. I'm done with everything else. That's the only thing I'm going to focus on, and that includes this show. I'm done with it. I'm walking out. I've had enough. Garbage, nonsense, caca, poo-poo. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for being friendly and knowing what the issues are and they're burning and all related things. I'm just randomly talking at this point. I'm saying nothing. I've got no words. I've got no point. Check out the website throughout the week. Thank you to everyone for listening. Be our friends. Email, message boards, web portals, cameras, fantasy football leagues. Vote in the poll. Let us know where you want a local area code, phone number to be calling from thing. And that's it. And thanks. And
more thanks.
Yeah, I'll see you on Monday, maybe or maybe not. I don't know. I start a new job Monday. Maybe I won't be here. You guys might be flying without me. We'll see how it goes.
Before we go, there was an Atari game called Tanks But No Tanks. They used to sell it at Odd Lot for $1.99. If anyone has it, can you mail it to me?
I love the Atari game Combat, where tanks would shoot at each other in mazes.
I truly like Circus Atari. With the paddles when you used to have the guys and you'd break the squares that was supposed to be balloons.
Oh, yeah. It was like Super Breakout with a seesaw.
Yeah, I always love Breakout, Arknoid, Tetris, any of that crap.
I like Kaboom.
Kaboom's awesome. Yeah. Why do I keep thinking of that game with the bartender, too?
Root Beer.
Tap?
No, it's called Root Beer something. It's called RB Tapper.
No. But it was beer, though. He was actually a bartender. He had the handlebar mustache and that, you know.
Do you ever have a piece of cake?
I have it on my Palm Pilot. Do you ever have a piece of cake? Tapper.
What's that?
You had to drop the toppings on the cake. I had Journey Escape. The whole game was
such a good game. Didn't we get that whole video game emulator and we were playing that?
And that's the game we played over and over, Journey Escape.
You know what? I also played Punch Out. I was a big fan of Super Punch-Out. No, not Super Punch-Out, just regular Punch-Out, I think. I don't know.
Well,
all the steam's been let out of my sails. I'm done. I'm walking away. Thank you, everyone, for everything, and good luck with all your future endeavors.
Thanks, everybody. We're the Brown Lodge. Rock and roll.
And when you're done doing whippets in the supermarket, come on down and enjoy a hot toddy with us. Yeah.